If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
It's Christmas time, my dear.
You're listening to Lou.
And we said no gifts this year.
Taking your calls live.
I got one question if you'd let me.
Right here.
What did you get me?
On House Smarts Radio.
Is it a tie?
No.
An ugly sweater?
Uh-uh.
Matching pajamas?
No.
So something better?
Uh-huh.
Is it bougie like Gucci?
No.
Man, I thought I had it.
Now, baby, you're looking at it. Come on.
Got to get our holly and jolly going because Christmas is next week. Good morning. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, 857-557-4-LOU. 857-557-4568 is our number. Here until 10 o'clock this morning. Man, it's cold outside. You know all those things I told you about to do before it got this cold? Well, cock-a-doodle-doo. It's here, and boy, I bet you're feeling everything right there. Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Don. Good morning, Lindsay.
Morning.
How are we doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, good.
Very well.
Yeah.
Cold.
Wow. Yikes.
Yikes is right. Man. Well, what are you going to do? I got to see the handsome Andy Mazur early Friday morning on the WGN radio or TV studios.
Correct. Yeah, I was hanging out with the morning show there, yeah.
Yeah, very nice. I had gone, were you... still around when they zoomed with the very funny Jim Gaffigan?
Yeah, I was in the sports office when that was going on. Yeah, he's funny. Hilarious.
He is hilarious. He's like, you know, I'm not wearing any. He goes, I haven't showered before I zoomed with you, and I think he was wearing a Cubs hat. It was pretty funny.
Yep. I had the Cubs hat on.
All right, Andy, I'm going to put you on the spot real quick, and
okay.
Maybe Don, you know this too, but I was Thursday night watching the Thursday night game between
mm-hmm.
the Los Angeles Chargers and the Denver Broncos.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I went to bed thinking the Broncos were going to win, but they did not.
Same. They did not.
Yeah.
But there was something that I never knew.
I knew you're going with this. Go ahead.
I know. And so evidently this is a rule.
Correct. It's very obscure.
When you make a fair catch, which happens a lot during NFL games,
mm-hmm.
at that point you can kick the ball.
Correct.
And nobody rushes you.
Correct. It's a free kick. Kind of like after a safety. You know, I mean, after a safety, you have a free kick. No one rushes you. You can either kick it or punt it at that point.
Right. But you can do it after a safety. Can you do it for a score?
Well, you can only do it. The kicking team. So if you had a safety, if your quarterback has the ball and he runs out of the end zone, and it's a safety, you have to kick it back to the other team, and it's a free kick after a safety all the time.
Right.
So you go from the 20. So the situation that happened in the game with the Chargers, it's so unique, and it was compounded because there was a penalty.
Okay.
So if you fair catch, you do have that option to free kick from that spot, wherever you've taken the ball.
So if you got some, so if you have some team, I'm trying to remember that, but just for the sake of mm-hmm. this exercise, you're the team rushing, and you get stopped on the 5 yard line, you mm-hmm. know, and so now your kicker, your punter, is punting from his end zone,
correct,
right, and if he's really successful, he kicks a 55 yard punt, right,
okay.
That would be a really good punt, right,
very good, yeah.
So the guy's standing on the, let's see, the guy's standing on the, on his 45.
Okay, yeah, correct.
Right?
Correct.
Is that the math?
Mm-hmm.
And he raises his hands up.
Correct.
And he catches the ball.
Fair catch.
Now, as the receiving team of that thing,
mm-hmm.
you can tell the referees, I'm going to kick this.
Yep, free kick.
Now.
But it has to be right at the 45-yard line.
Correct. Now, here's my next question.
Okay.
When they kick with the kickoff currently,
mm-hmm.
a new kicker, you know, like a new, like, okay, yeah, I scored, I'm kicking up. Where do they kick from? The new rules. I know.
Well, they're kicking from the 35.
So they're kicking from the 35.
Yeah.
Now, most of these guys kick into the end zone.
Correct. But that's off a tee.
Right, but is there that? So is there that much of a difference between the tee and the guy holding it with his finger?
Yeah, totally.
It's you get a little bit of more elevation from the tee.
It's like putting a golf ball on a tee. Yeah. It lifts it up a little. You know, yeah, you get some leverage underneath that.
I wouldn't know about that golf thing.
Yeah. But yeah, the thing that really compounded things in this Chargers game was that the fair catch was made, but there was a penalty for fair catch interference. So that's a 15-yard penalty. Oh. So the free kick comes from the spot after the yardage is enforced, which made it a 57-yard attempt. Now, there was no time left on the clock the first half had ended.
Right.
But the first half can't end on a defensive penalty. So
this is House Smarts Radio, by the way. Keep going.
So there's one untimed down.
Right.
And Jim Harbaugh decided that he was going to go for the 3 points.
So here is where I'm going with this. We have 3 games left with the Bears. Mm-hmm. You have 3 more, Hamp and OB, with Andy Mazur.
Right.
I think that you should suggest to the guys that they send a note to the Bears. They should just do this all the time.
Just free kick from wherever you are.
Score more points.
Every fair catch.
Just kick it and see what happens.
Yeah.
It can't be any worse than what you're doing now.
Yeah. Well,
let Torrey Taylor get it too. I think he's got a good leg. Let the punter go after it.
He's got a big leg.
Yeah.
That's our guy?
I love it.
Torrey Taylor, the punter, the kid from Australia.
Yeah.
The guy from Australia, mm-hmm. right? All day. Yeah. I'll put another shrimp on the Barbie. Here's 3 points.
Yeah. Put it through the uprights and you get a shrimp on the Barbie.
Shrimp on the Barbie, right? That's what we should at least have some fun with that. Every time he, you know, punts or whatever. Uh-huh. I mean, it's
I love it. I just
love the fact that it was funny because you told that story. I didn't get a chance to joke about this, mm-hmm. but you told the story on the WGN television morning news, mm-hmm. and I think you said the last time it had been done was 1976.
The last successful kick was in 1976.
And at the time when you were on the set, I think you were on set with Dan Ponce and Lauren Jiggetts.
Correct.
Who both probably weren't alive.
That's probably probably very true, yeah.
Right? I mean, those guys are probably in their early 40s.
I mean, this thing has only been tried a handful of times in all of NFL history. And as a matter of fact, the longest kick before this one was Paul Hornung of the Green Bay Packers in the 60s. Wow. He kicked a 52-yarder. This was a 57-yard field goal that went through on the free kick.
Lindsay?
Wow.
Yep.
This is it. This is the stuff.
Lindsay's like, everybody.
'Twas the night before Christmas. And all through the house.
Play that later.
Only free kicks were going.
Yeah, I am going to play that later. We do have the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, which is always such a nice. I have to tell you, I listened to it, and, you know, it's just fun to go down the list of all the different voices. And I think for those that have listened to the show for a long time, you'll recognize them, and you'll be like, "Oh, I remember, you know that." And, you know, it's very fun. Mm-hmm. So, at some point this morning, we'll play that as well.
Nice.
All right. Well, thank you for my Bears, or not my
thank
Bears.
Thank you.
If you need any more, Lindsay, I've got other facts about
I'll
it.
I'll hit you up off air.
Okay,
yeah, thanks. Okay, I'm going to call you right now.
You got it.
Okay, never mind. That's kind of my wife says. She's like, you know, the things that you think are interesting, other people don't. 857. The other thing she says is the things that I think are funny, other people don't think are funny.
Well, humor is subjective.
It is. I do have today, looking forward to our word of the day coming up after 7 o'clock this morning. We actually have a multiple choice.
Oh, so really? Wow.
We get to vote on the words.
I love it.
I'm going for
this is a democracy.
I'm going for option 2, just cause it's fun to say.
Calling a shot. Okay.
Right.
Great.
Right.
Cool.
Right. Although the first one's good too. So, and you know, knowing Don, he'll do them both.
Yeah, let's do it.
100%.
A challenge 100%. For the end of the year.
857-557-4 Lou. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. This is Sherry in Milwaukee.
Hey,
hi, Sherry.
I love you. Love your show.
Thank you.
I've got a 170-year-old house.
Wow.
With the arch top windows. I don't think I can get anybody to replace the windows, but could I get somebody to put storm windows on the outside?
Well, you could get someone to replace the windows, but it would cost you a complete arm and a leg. I mean, Marvin Windows and Doors will make those windows. And I have personal experience with that because back in the early 90s, I was working at St. Ignatius College Prep in Chicago's near West Side. And that old building, which is older than your house, has these giant archtop windows. And they made those windows custom to fit in that opening. Now, you do you play the Wisconsin State Lottery? Because you probably would need to win that to do that.
I've got 5 tickets at my daughter's house that I found when I was cleaning the car.
So oh, perfect.
Maybe we can do it when she gets home.
Quick do it, a scratch off and see what you got. That would be great. The storm windows, you probably could get someone to make it.
Our last door, the windows that were on here, the old kind that you take in and out every season and put the strings in, what they had done is they'd cut a half circle
right.
and mounted it at the top
and
then just put regular square windows
right.
in.
Permanently, right. So I think what I would,
yeah.
what I would tell you is you're in Milwaukee, so I would go to...
No, I'm driving between Milwaukee. I live in Illinois.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. So what I would do is I would contact... How many windows are we talking about, Sherry?
Like, 1, 2, 3. Well, the thing is there was an ad on the house in 1917.
And they're all...
When we remodeled,
are they all...
No, there's only two... There's only two with the arch top.
Oh, okay. All right. I would go to... I would go to a glass company, not like a storm door company. Because you're going to need like a local glass company in the Waukegan area, which there's got to be.
Huh?
Have them come out and take a look and say... Because they're going to need to cut the glass. And,
yeah.
you know, they'll have the ability to do that and temper it because it's going to need to be tempered. And then
mm-hmm.
once they do that same thing where they mount the permanent arch, then they can work
yep.
on getting you new storms on the outside to cover them.
Okay, yeah. And, okay, while I'm at have you on this, I need a paint remover that will remove 170 years worth of paint. Because I want to start redoing the window frames.
There is an absolute fabulous paint stripper from a company called Dumond. D-U-M-O-N-D.
Okay.
And you can find it at good paint stores, like a Sherwin-Williams paint store carries it. And
okay.
This stuff is amazing. You can put your hand in it, like soaking in it like Madge, yeah. you know, in Palmolive. And it won't burn
yeah.
your hands, but once you place it onto the paint, it will take layers and layers and layers of paint off. This product was used to strip all the paint off of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So.
Well, thank you very much.
Spread some butter on.
I have some work to do.
Spread some butter on the baguette and take a bite, and you'll see how good that stuff works. Dumond. Paint stripper. Thanks, Sherry. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Treat every day like Christmas.
Number two.
There's room for everyone on the nice list.
Number three.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
I'm dreaming of a white
857
Christmas
557 for Lou.
Just like the ones I used to know.
857-557-4568 is our phone number.
Those treetop listen.
How's that chilly house? Yeah. I'm right there with you. Actually, my house is not chilly. It's quite comfortable. Not bragging.
It's because of that multi-split system you put in.
It is. Actually, it is. I'm not going to lie. Mini-split, multi-split.
That's what I meant. Mini, multi-sync.
Right. You know, if you have splits in your hair, you should use a conditioner. Let's go back to the phone lines. This is Wanda in Lockport. Hi, Wanda. Good morning.
I just had a comment. The caller that called about the paint, he told her he used a Dumond.
Yes, ma'am.
They have a starter pack with all three types that they have. she can get that. Which one works the best? And then she can buy a bigger container of the one she likes.
Right, I did know that. They have, it's not really a test kit, right? They're like, are they pints, right? How big are those containers?
Yes, it's the little pints.
Right.
But you get a little bit of all of them, and you can put it on and see what works best on the paint she has.
Did you try it on something?
Yes, I tried it on the wood in the house we're renovating, and I found that using the red one, and then once that had all dried, put one of the other colors on and it helps to lift more of the paint off.
Wow. Yeah, it's really good stuff. And a gentleman that I have worked with for years, who worked for another company for many, many, many years, now works there. And, you know, they're trying to get more. I think a lot of professionals know about it. And, you know, I know I've spoken about it here a little bit. But that's nice to know that you had such good success with it.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
All right. What are you doing for the holidays?
I'm going Christmas Eve to one of my daughter's houses, and I'm going to do Christmas ornaments with that grandson. And then Christmas Day, I'm going to my other daughter's, and I'm going to make a prime rib roast to take.
Mmm. What time is dinner?
Oh, probably around 2 o'clock.
All right, 2 o'clock. I'm Lockport. I'm Lindsay. Sign me up. I'm going to Lockport at 2 o'clock on Christmas Eve. Well, Merry Christmas to you. I hope you have a lovely holiday season.
You too.
Thanks for calling. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. I know that a lot of us are going to be entertaining and having people over. So, you know, try and mitigate problems you're going to have with entertaining. I know I've been beating this drum about, if you haven't had your furnace serviced yet, I don't think it's too late, but it's got to be Monday or Tuesday. The last thing you want to do is call a HVAC technician on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. That will not be an inexpensive service call. Plus, fact, wouldn't you rather leave those guys at home so they could be with their families? I know they're on call, but still, go down there and check that furnace filter. Go down and check the humidifier if you have a whole house humidifier. Remember, humidity is your friend. And now that I think next week it's going to warm up again. So, but when it gets this cold, you may notice moisture gathering on the glass of your windows. And it's because the humidifier is probably set for the warmer temps. And so if you go bring that back down to, say, 20% or so, you should see a difference in probably about 24 hours. And then I can't stress enough to turn on the ceiling fans if you have them. Just on low. Really doesn't matter which direction it goes because you're moving the air. The whole idea is that if it pulls it up through the center, you just don't feel the draft as you're walking around your home. That's really the only big difference on it all. But the moving of the air, I promise you that the air up at the ceiling is warmer than the air when you're sitting on the couch. And so that will definitely make the space feel more comfortable. And in essence, it will lower your energy bills a little bit too. So it's just not a bad idea to do. And quite frankly, just leave them on all winter. Who cares? Don't turn them off. The fan, the electric motor just wants to run, and it hardly uses any energy whatsoever. All right, let's head into the WGN radio newsroom. Our phone number is 857-557-4LOU.
Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Manfredini.
Are you ready to sing a little jingle bell?
Yes.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through
Welcome
the
back.
Snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. Here until 10. And actually, we'll have no shows off for the holidays, so we'll be back every Saturday during the holiday season. One of the things that I noticed, you know, I was going to our hardware stores yesterday, and it was warmer. You know, we got that snow and the ice. Now it's super cold out there, and so I really, you're just waking up, and you're thinking about what to do, and be real careful outside with the ice that, you know, formed overnight, and let's get some ice melt out there for sure, and there's a lot of different choices. I talked a couple weeks ago, yes?
Our new Tulu, too.
Well, our new Tulu, too, yeah, it's perfect timing. I get a lot of people that ask me about pet-safe stuff. And I was speaking with one of our store managers. It's a very popular form of ice melt. And I will tell you that you need to really look at the ingredients. Essentially, when it comes to ice melt, there's all different kinds. And what we're talking about later on today is one of another kind. So it's a liquid version. But what's unique about it is that it's chloride free, right? So when you think about all the different ice melts that are out there, there's rock salt, which is the cheapest. This is what they typically use on the trucks when they go down the highway. And a lot of times, if you've ever noticed, sometimes those trucks will have these tanks, these wet tanks on the side of the dumper, and it's purple. It's actually beet juice. And when the beet juice gets injected into the rock salt, it helps the rock salt to work at a lower temperature. I don't know who figured that out. Like, somebody must have been eating some beets and dropped one and like, wow, look at the ice melted. You know what I mean? Who thought of that? Have you ever had beet juice? Have you ever had a glass of beet juice, Lindsay? That would be something
no,
you would have had.
I don't think so.
Do you like beets?
I'm sure. I do like beets. I do like a good beet.
I've had beet juice. Love beets.
I had a very good beet burrata salad the other day, actually. Mm.
Oh, that's
what
good.
About borscht? Mm. Anybody have borscht?
My dad used
no,
to
No, Don. Does what's that?
Does beet that melt soup. The snow?
You could probably, yeah. I mean, it's hot.
Borscht? What is it?
Borscht. Yeah, you could just.
Oh, what's
borscht.
It?
Yeah.
It's like
beet soup.
Eastern European oh. thing.
Yeah, yeah, we'd have it around Easter. It's my family.
Borscht.
Yeah.
Borscht. My philosophy is turn the beets around.
Turn the good one. I love that. It's amazing. Well played.
It's a nice
under the radar. Just slipped it in.
Total DJ joke.
You know, he's an old DJ.
Love
that's
it.
There you go.
Totally. Right
there. Turn those beats around.
Oh my god. They're so good for you, though.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Every now and then, my wife will just boil beets. Like she'll go
really?
With fresh beets. Yeah. You know, like with the
yeah.
the stalk, like a beet.
Yeah.
She'll cut that off. And you'll come into the house. Let me tell you, boiling beets, it is, because then she's done, and the beets are delicious, but I'm left to clean the pan.
Mm.
And it's like, it gets that black kind of,
oh,
you know,
man.
On the stainless steel, it's not good. You got to use the barkeeper's friend like crazy to get it all clean. That's what we're talking about here, beet talk. Beet talk here on House Smarts Radio, beet talk. That's really good. What were we talking about? Beets? Oh, ice melt. Beet juice and the ice melt.
Got
Who
it.
Figured that out? Get back to me.
Borscht.
Okay. Borscht. There's a T at the end, right?
Yeah, yep. That's right.
Borscht.
Yeah.
Oops.
Doesn't some soup right now sound good?
Yeah.
I made homemade minestrone yesterday.
Oh, man.
And I tried something different that I don't want to say because my wife would be listening, and I added a little turmeric to the...
Great for inflammation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I did it. So, and what it did is it changed the color of the soup. I didn't put a lot, like 2 teaspoons, but it made the soup a little more golden looking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I can taste the turmeric in the soup because it's delicious, but I'm wondering now I can say it's gluten-free and anti-inflammatory.
Yes.
We're going to start selling this stuff. So.
Yeah. I know. Right.
Golden
Maybe
minestrone.
This is better than my sandwich idea. Right? Lose soup?
Yes.
Well, I mean, what goes better with a sandwich?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a perfect combo. Yeah.
Right. Oh, I could do soup at my sandwich shop.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I could resurrect Captain Nemo's.
Yeah.
You remember Captain Nemo's?
Totally. God,
Captain Nemo's the best.
Lindsay, you don't know Captain Nemo's, right?
I do, yeah.
You would go to Captain Nemo's and the guy behind the counter, taste the soup, taste the soup. And he'd hand you like a little shot glass.
Mm-hmm.
They have all these different kinds of soup. And they'd give you the, I mean, it was, they were like drug dealers.
Yeah.
Because all you're there to do is get a turkey sandwich. And then they'd be taste the soup. Oh, I got to have some of that chicken noodle now.
Yeah.
It's
oh,
delicious.
That's so good. Because
you're waiting. And you're hungry, it's like going to Costco. Yeah, half the stuff they're giving away, you don't want. And you're like, I'll take six bags of it. Is that, does it come in a larger bag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how did this happen?
Let me put that right next to my mattress topper that I just bought.
And 70-inch screen TV.
My 70. They have, I walked into Costco the other day, they have a 100-inch television set on display.
Whoa.
Okay.
Must have.
Now, here's the thing that this is my story about 100-inch. 20 years ago, NBC, when I was working for NBC, I was down in New York, over in New York, and they took me on a tour of their new NBC football studio. I think it was when they were starting their Sunday night thing. Okay. Does that sound
football
about right?
Football Night in America, yeah.
Right. And so they took me to the studio that they just built at Rockefeller Center. Like, you got to see these. They had these two, at the time, 80-inch flat screen TVs. Mm. And the guy told me, the stage guy that was showing me, goes, these TVs cost $85,000 a piece.
Oh, holy
okay, this
mackerel.
Is 20 years ago.
Good Lord.
Giant, like, I think they were plasma, right? That was the big thing, right?
Totally.
When for sports and stuff, for a while, plasma was a thing. I don't think that's a thing anymore.
No, not really.
LED.
Yeah. OLED. Okay.
OLED.
OLED. Yeah. So the 100-inch, bigger than what they had at the NBC studio at Costco, $2,500.
Yep.
Yeah, man. The TV market is crazy. I don't know what happened to it.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy.
It's like a wall of your home.
Yeah, right.
I'll take two, please.
Yeah.
Try and sell that one to your wife. No, really, honey. This is for work. Right.
I need it.
I need to see if the guy has a bunion. Right? That's the only reason. Yeah, look, I think he's got a bunion. I think look at that, he's got a hangnail.
Yes, he does.
How's that guy going to play? He's got a hangnail.
This is how you see it.
That is hilarious. $2,500. And you know what else you can get at Costco? A huge basket of beets. Like they sell all kinds of beets, bringing it all back. Anyway, let's go back to ice melt.
I was going
to
say, turn the beet around.
Turn the beet around.
Yeah.
And take it back to House Smart.
Take it back to House Smart. Okay. Ice melt is the cheapest thing you're going to use, worst thing for your landscaping, right? And so then you go to calcium chloride, which is a little bit better. And then you go to magnesium chloride, which is the most expensive. And that's the one that the PET version is kind of made out of. But then they also put some filler in there. They actually put potash in it, which is a fertilizer, to help mitigate what damage it may do to your landscaping. So it's almost like putting a lotion on your grass so that it doesn't, you know, get harmed by the magnesium chloride. Arnoodaloo 2 is a liquid version of an ice melt that's safe for pets, kids, and plants, flooring, and it is chloride-free. And so it's the key with the liquid stuff, and the liquid stuff's been out for a while, but it was a liquid version of chloride, is that yesterday and today is a perfect example. It was warmer yesterday. We knew it was going to get colder. You would go outside and you'd apply the liquid first, which would help keep the ice from forming, or if it did, would make it easier to remove with a shovel. So that's the kind of, for those of you that are around more, right, the liquid is the way to go because you don't track that into the house either. And it's safer for the pets because even the magnesium chloride gets into the pads of your puppy and or cat, if you got a cat that goes outside. And so, you know, I think that anybody that owns a pet knows you would wipe off their paws coming in just because you don't want them tracking the wet stuff all throughout your house, right? But if you don't keep a damp rag near the door just to make sure that those little flakes of the magnesium chloride are there, it can irritate them, and you may see them start licking their paws. And then the problem is then they ingest it, and then it's a whole, you know, vicious cycle type of thing. So those are things to consider when you're going to buy the ice melt. There is a reason that stuff costs more. It does a better job, and it's safer.
happy holidays to you and your family from Lou, me, and the whole House Smarts team. Now back to Lou, right here on 720 WGN.
I'm gonna wrap my presents up in red bandanas and leave some special cookies out for Santa.
That's a good one.
My girl Casey.
You love her. Some days. You're not always. Today you love her?
I do love her Christmas album. I think it's very good.
Her hair is very dark.
Very dark. Very Loretta Lynn.
Very Loretta. She's a beautiful woman. And she's got a great voice and has carved out a nice little career. You know who I really... I watched a little bit of the... what do they call it? Little Big Town Grand Ole Opry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. I haven't seen it.
They're very good. They're like... You can tell they played together a long time.
Yeah.
And they sound great.
I don't know much about them, but I do. I heard about it.
Yeah. Anyway... I look at like both there's two women and two men, and I just don't understand how women walk in those giant platform heels. I mean, mama,
yeah,
that is something that I look at that. I'm like, how that's not going to be good on your ankle.
Totally.
Right.
I'm fortunate enough. I don't need
you don't need platforms. Yeah. You're tall, no. Right? 857-557-4LOU 857-557-4568. This is Dave calling in from Watsika. Hi, Dave. Happy holidays.
Hey, thank you very much. I just had a quick question. You know, you get interesting about the woman with the 170-year paint.
Yeah.
And I've stripped a lot of furniture, but what would be her concern in a situation like that? Was lead paint made 170 years ago, and should that be a concern in a situation like that? It just struck me as you were talking with her. What's the thought?
Yeah, I mean, it is. There's no question about it. And, you know, it's very interesting about the rules of, like, what the EPA has. If you hired somebody to do this, they have to take all these extra precautions of, you know, the biggest thing, when you're using... like the product like Dumond, it's a liquid stripper. And so as you're stripping it, you're not really creating any dust. Okay. So the dust is the real hazard when it comes to the lead. I mean, certainly you want to wear gloves and there is a little bit of an odor to it. So it's not a bad idea to wear some type of mask, you know, maybe even a respirator if it's recommended by the manufacturer. Most people probably don't do that, but the gloves for sure. The disposal of it is the key. So if a professional comes, they have to dispose of it properly. If you do it yourself, the rules are different. So,
yep.
I mean, you know, so you do the lead paint 100%. It's there on something 170 years old for sure. Guess what? Lead paint was awesome as far as how well it went on and how well it held, but it's not awesome from a health standard. And we've certainly come a long way in the products that we make now, which, you know, I think rival that of what we were using 100 years ago.
Yeah, because my very quick story, if I can, as quick a thing was when I was a kid back in the mid-70s, my shop teacher let me take my family's furniture into the shop and strip it all. And I took off 7 or 8 layers of paint and found the most beautiful honey blonde oak wood that you ever saw in your life.
Wow.
And I fell in love with this, that kind of work back then. So that's just my little story.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And probably back then, you were using highly caustic chemical strippers, right, that was available at the time. And probably not wearing any gloves or a mask or anything like that.
Gloves, but not a mask. I don't think.
Yeah.
But gloves for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're still here with us, so that's a good thing.
Hey, nice chatting with you about this whole stuff.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, thank you very much.
You got a happy holidays. I appreciate you calling this morning. Oh, my God. I can't even, you know, I think that when you get to a certain age and you think about some of the stuff that you did when you were younger, you know, in particular, my buddy Mike and I talk about, you know, all this kind of stuff when we were renovators and builders that we just didn't, you know. We never wore eye protection. We never wore gloves. We never wore any kind of hearing protection, which, you know, I've talked about the fact that at now, you know, over the past several years, I've had hearing loss and have now where I wear hearing aids. And in particular, on my left side is where most of the hearing loss is. And I attribute that. Now, a lot of people that are in radio have hearing loss because they wear headphones. I don't think for me, I only do a show once a week. But, you know, the John Williams and the Bob Surratts of the world, I'm not saying they have hearing loss, but, you know, they're every day wearing these headphones. And it's real easy to just turn up the headphones, right? And you can turn them up as loud as you want. And that can lead to hearing loss. I attribute mine to years of using power tools. And because I'm left-handed, it was always on the left side. So most of my hearing loss is on the left side. That really loud stuff that you used, you know, day in and day out, every day. No hearing protection, no masks. I mean, gosh, in the summertime, we would, when it was hot, no sunscreen. We would have shorts on, no shirt, tool bag, work all day long. I mean, our backs were as black as the Ace of Spades in a card deck. It's just unbelievable how dark we were, and nothing, no sunscreen whatsoever. My point is, wear all that stuff now. And I'm, you know, I'm a stickler about it. Mike now, you know, has become a industrial arts teacher, so he's teaching these kids all the time, and he's very strict about safety glasses and procedures to make sure, because they're kids, right? And you want them to get to our age and have 10 fingers and 10 toes.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Time now for our word of the day.
I don't understand.
Some of the words are a little too sophisticated for you.
It doesn't make any sense.
It might be paradoxical on a home improvement show.
Well, of course it does. It's smart. I used a thesaurus.
On every word?
Yep.
But we like to teach you a thing or two.
They are warm, nice people with big hearts.
And that became, they are humid, prepossessing homo sapiens with full-sized aortic pumps.
Now back to Lou on House Smarts Radio.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
Welcome back. 857-557-4LOU.
You study them hard and hoping to pass.
857-557-4568. We're going to have some fun today, too. I don't know how we're going to do this, too, later, but we have some Christmas songs that Lindsay put together, and we're going to ask you to finish the lyrics. I don't know how we're going to do that, but it's fun. Right, because everybody thinks, you know, you're like, dashing, you know, and then you kind of hum. You don't know all the songs.
They're not that hard. I mean, they're
not that hard.
But no.
Okay. Anyway, that'll be good. There's a couple in there for Don, right?
No, I took it out.
You took it out?
And he probably wouldn't even have gotten it anyway.
Oh, all right.
You might be right.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, Lindsay sent me two words of the day. She said she thought the second one I wouldn't want to say because, well... Anyway, we'll get to truths.
Whoa.
The words of the day. They're both nouns. Okay, so that's good. The first one is a state of serene calmness is the definition. The word is ataraxy.
Oh.
ATARAXY. May your holiday season be filled with peace, love, and ataraxy. That's a word?
Wow.
Well, I mean, I didn't make it up. Hmm. Oh, maybe I should do that. Maybe it should be, I don't know.
No. Maybe you should make it up.
Ataraxy. A state of strength.
Yeah, there, right. It's up there.
The next word, sickness or indisposition caused by eating or drinking too much.
Whoa.
Is the definition.
Okay.
This is a real word?
Well,
crapulence.
Whoa.
C-R-A-P-U-L-E-N-C-E. After her second Tom and Jerry, which, by the way, I just had for the first time.
You did?
Like a couple years ago.
Oh.
She wallowed in her own crapulence.
That's a great sentence, too. Wow. Hey, quit wallowing in crapulence over there. It's a holiday or what?
I would like to use it out of context.
I don't know. Because I know you. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, what is a Tom and Jerry?
As a Packer fan, you need to have
Tom and Jerry. Do you know the recipe?
Although
of Tom
I didn't, Jerry? I didn't know what they were until I married into David's
family.
It's
definitely a Wisconsin thing.
Okay,
I'm
yes.
surprised you don't know, John.
I am. I'm.
You do. It's got ice cream in it, right?
No.
Yes.
It is a no. It cream. Is a no. Oh yes, but it's like a marshmallowy fluff thing that's made with like vanilla and nutmeg and cinnamon and yummy kind of. And so you put our recipe is we. Boil hot water, one shot of rum, one shot of brandy, hot water, and then like two heaping scoops of this marshmallowy, it kind of like that jet puff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow.
But it's much better.
I'll be in Wisconsin next week and I'll be asking all about these.
I have a cup of milk, a half of the egg white.
Well, this is if you're making the actual, I buy the pre-made Tom and Jerry. I've tried to make the actual recipe and it's not working.
This is if you made, okay, well here, 5 teaspoons, yours would be tablespoons, of brandy, a half of an egg yolk, 2.5 teaspoons of confectioner's sugar, and a pinch of ground nutmeg.
Oh my gosh.
That's right on the top. If you look at a picture of it, you're like, that looks delicious, and you cannot be lactose intolerant.
I can almost feel the hangover already, too.
Oh, my God.
Or you'll wallow in your own crapulence.
Yes. Before I went to bed.
Enjoy the crapulence.
Are you is anybody an eggnog?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, we had some at the holiday building party last weekend.
I do.
Yeah. It's very good.
There's a really funny bit from remember the guys from the Great White North. Hey, you hoser,
Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Right, Bob and Doug McKenzie. Couple they talk hosers. About eggnog and they like, oh yeah, you just pour it out and then you pull a can full of beer and everybody doesn't, you know. It's so funny.
Bob, I like it.
Yeah, God, those guys were hilarious. Rick Moranis, right, was one of them.
Yeah, Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas, yeah. Right? Oh my God, that's so funny.
Bob, is that Wendy's? Is that the Wendy's Dave Thomas?
A different Dave Thomas.
Okay. I was different like, Dave whoa. Thomas.
A Canadian SCTV. That's where it started.
Okay. Yeah.
And then they had a music video with Geddy Lee.
Yeah, Take off. To the Great White North. It's a beauty way to go.
Well, evidently, I struck a nerve with Andy. All right, your words are ataraxy, ataraxy.
Okay.
A state of serene calmness. And then may your holiday season be filled with peace, love, and ataraxy and crapulence, sickness or indifference.
So these are like the opposites.
They're antonyms.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Right.
Pick one.
Peaceful
ataraxy or crapulence.
Pick one. You pick
what
one.
Do you
I'm
want?
Not. You Crappy. Don't. You don't have. You can. You can use one. You can use them both.
Okay.
After her second Tom and Jerry, she wallowed.
This is great. Very informative word of the day segment here
right?
already.
Exactly. I'm glad we could help. That is too funny.
The wheels are turning.
Yeah, Lindsay sent a beautiful picture of a.
That does look good.
Lovely. Yeah, with the I like the little drip on the side, like you spilled it.
Did you like that? I was going to clean it up. I'm like, this just adds to the effect.
That's really
very picturesque.
Yeah, very nice. Lovely. 857-557-4 Lou. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. We have some open phone lines if you'd like to call in. If you've got things going in and around your home, maybe the house is making noises that you haven't heard. But our son Quinn called me last week when we had the first cold snap. They moved into a row house in Chicago, and it's an old building, which they mentioned to me that they were talking with some of the neighbors that they actually think that the one of the neighbors said that the row houses were built from wood that was recycled from the World's Fair at the turn of the century, because it was built in like 1897, I believe, is when it was built, which is kind of cool. But he goes, man, this place makes some noises when it's really cold. Yeah, everything starts to shrink up a little bit, and you may hear stuff that you're a little concerned with. Let me know what I can do to help you out. 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Chicago.
Chicago's very own WGN.
Hey, it's Lisa Dent. And with another unpredictable Chicago winter on its way, is your roof ready to keep your home and family protected? You might think, sure, my roof is fine, but how do you know if you don't look? And how do you look without having to climb a ladder yourself? That's easy. You call my friend Victor, the owner of Victor's Home Solutions, and schedule a free 21-point roof inspection. Their expert technicians will carefully examine your roof from every angle, even from the attic, and go over their findings with you. If there are any areas of concern, usually a minor repair can get the job done. But if it's time for a new roof, there's not a better company in Chicago to trust than Victor's Home Solutions. They offer a 50-year leak-free guarantee on every roof they install. Most roofers only offer 5, 10, or 15-year guarantees. 50 years is unheard of. So let's get that 21-point roof inspection scheduled today before Victor's gets booked up for the winter. Call 872-320-4880 or go online at victors.com.
Searching for a financial partner that truly has your best interest at heart? Join KCT Credit Union, where they're more than just a bank. They're a not-for-profit financial cooperative. KCT members are owners, meaning profits go back to you in the form of lower loan rates, higher savings rates, and fewer fees. Experience personalized service that puts you first. KCT Credit Union, now a division of Consumers Credit Union. Visit kctcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Monday, flying through rain, sleet, and snow.
We'll take you inside one of these flights and show you how the pilots get their weather information.
Monday on WGN TV News at 9.
Well, the holidays are here, and your local Chevy dealers are making your season even brighter with the Chevy Red Tag. Find your tag, find your deal. It's the perfect time to drive home in a Chevy Silverado. Silverado is built to handle the toughest conditions. I love my Silverado. I really do. With four-wheel drive and traction control, you'll be driving in a Chicago winter wonderland. No problem. Now, during Red Tag, use your $500 Red Tag bonus cash to get $5,750 total cash allowance on a 24 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST pickup. That's big savings this holiday season. You don't want to miss. And it's the perfect time to get road trip ready with a winter service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. With factory-trained technicians and GM-certified parts, they'll save you time and money and get the job done right the first time. Worry-free. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com for details on a Chevy Red Tag. And to locate a dealer near you, make your holiday bright in a new Chevy Silverado.
Allow me to introduce myself. Gus Polinski,
Polka King of the Midwest, the Kenosha Kickers.
No?
That's okay. I thought you might have recognized. Anyways, I had a few hits a few years ago. Polka, Polka, Polka. Polka, Polka, Polka. No? Twin Lakes Polka. Damavuji Polka, a.k.a. Kiss Me Polka. Polka Twist.
These are songs.
Yeah. Yeah, we sold about 623 copies of that.
In Chicago?
No, Sheboygan. Very big in Sheboygan.
Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka. Let everyone be happy and gay. Oh, it's the time to be jolly and deck the halls with holly.
Welcome back.
So let's have
857
a jolly holiday.
557-4 Lou. 857-557-4568. This is Bob in Schaumburg. Bob, happy holidays. Good morning.
Well, good morning, and happy holidays to you and everybody working this morning.
Thank you. How may I help you?
Okay, well, got the furnace checked like every year. Guy comes in and he goes, hey, wait a minute. You've got a MERV 11 in there, that rating. He says, but your waffles are too tight. He tells me to go ahead and buy a different type of filter where, you know, the waffles are, it's more like hilly with a little river running between them. And then he tells me, well, keep all of your registers open, because I'm restricting the airflow. Then the last thing, he goes, and keep the fan on all the time. But it's so noisy. So I just, like, everybody tells me different times when they come out.
Right. Okay, so the MERV rating, for those that don't know, when you buy a filter, they don't all say this, but many times they have a MERV rating. And the higher the number, the more restrictive the filter is. Now, 11 is pretty low. And there's a lot of HVAC technicians that'll come out and tell you, you shouldn't put pleated filters in there because it restricts the airflow. I don't personally buy into that. Yes, it does restrict a little bit, but it's the air quality that we're worried about when we're buttoned up for the wintertime. And I've said this a thousand times, and I'll say it again. If COVID taught us anything, is that airborne viruses are bad for us. And so if we let that furnace filter grab some of that stuff, we're going to be healthier. Now, the other side of that, Bob, is that I've changed. You know, it used to be, oh, you change them every couple months, every 3 months. Now, because of the health issue for your, in my opinion, now this is just my opinion, you go buy a case of furnace filters and you change them out once.
Right, 12 of them.
You change them out once a month.
Yeah.
That's it, right? And so now it'll get restricted. They won't be totally clogged or anything like that, but you're keeping fresh filters to do their job. Now, that fan on all the time, okay? Nothing wrong with that. As far, you know, the electric motor just wants to run. I don't know that you need it when temperatures are more moderate, like on days like today when we're in the, you know, single digits. Then you switch that to fan on, and it's going to be constantly circulating the air, and that will make you more comfortable. Now, you said yours is noisy. You know, if that's an issue, well, that's a separate issue you probably have to address, right? It shouldn't be noisy in the sense that it, you know, like, wow, that's distracting. You know, I can't hear the TV or the radio when it's on. But there's nothing wrong with keeping that going all the time, because the idea is that with a forced air system, you know, that constant circulation of the air is key. As far as the vents being open everywhere, I mean, that is how the system was designed. If you do have a room in the house that, you know, you don't use a lot, well, if you cut that damper down by, say, 50%, okay, that room will be a little cooler, but it'll also force more pressure and more of that conditioned air, right, whether it's heating or cooling, into other parts of the home where you spend more time. And so it isn't that if you close one little vent half of the way, it's killing the system, because there's plenty of volume throughout the system to redirect it and then have you be more comfortable, you know, and in that one room that maybe you're never in anymore, well, instead of it being, you know, 70 degrees, maybe it's 67 degrees. That's not the end of the world.
Yeah. Well, we got a tri-level, though, so it gets so hot upstairs if we don't close the vents.
Well, you know, right. So tri-levels are a huge challenge, right? I get it. And so, quite frankly, then, right. Go ahead. In that respect, I get it. I grew up in a tri-level, and I remember those days.
Hot upstairs.
If you restrict that, the air is still going to come up, because it's going to come up through the staircase right up from the basement. So go ahead and, go ahead and turn those down, you know, half, maybe 50%, just to kind of temper.
Okay, it's just three bedrooms. It's three bedrooms and a bathroom that are upstairs.
Right.
So,
right.
It's like, my God, does it get hot up there?
Yeah, no, right. Physics is working. And then it's the same thing probably in the summer. It's hot up there, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, something's working decent, because we keep our thermostat in the winter at 64, and we're comfortable.
Well, that's great. Good for you.
So, okay, but that's okay, though. I mean, it's better to have the higher rating on the MERV for the filter for the furnace. It won't work. It's not going to make the furnace work so much harder in the winter.
It is not.
Okay.
Yeah, it is not.
Oh, great.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You got it. I appreciate you calling. I mean, when you think about it, right, it's the fan, it doesn't know if it's sucking air or blowing air. It's just spinning. Right. And so that whole idea that it's restricting and it's causing undue pressure on the motor, it doesn't really make any sense when you really think about it. Right. And if I took that motor and the blower motor, and I just set it on a table and I turned it on and it runs at whatever RPMs it runs, if I put it inside of a box that's sealed and I plug it in, it's going to run at the same RPMs. It's not going to blow or suck air at all, but it's still going to spin, right? And so now when it's set up with ductwork where it can draw air in, right against that filter, all the airborne particulates, everything that's coming through your home now that you're closed up, is going to get caught by that. Not all of it, but a lot of it, right? I mean, some of the, I know for many of you who suffer from allergies and asthma, you know, you'll use, you know, 3M in particular, there's other brands too, but they make what's called an ultra allergen. I think the MERV rating on that is an 18 or a 20, might even be a 24. That one is super restrictive. But the blower motor doesn't know that, right? It's just drawing that air, and then it's like water filters, right? The finer the water filter, the more particulate it gets out of the water. The same is true for furnace filters. If you're using those ultra allergens, and I know people that do and swear by them, that, hey, I breathe so much better in the wintertime, you know, the air is cleaner. I think just a few weeks ago, we featured an air purifier, you know, the HEPA filtration, which is an even added benefit to the higher performance filters that you can put into your system. The other side of that with the HVAC technicians that tell you, oh, you shouldn't do that, it's too restrictive, you know, that's not good for the system. They're the same people that will sell you a $2,000 whole house air purifier connected to your furnace. And while those are unbelievably effective, right, to clean the air, they're also way more restrictive in their analysis of what it is than that pleated filter you're putting in there. So riddle me that, Batman. How is it that we'll take your $2,000 to put that in there, but I don't want you using a more expensive pleated filter? It just doesn't make sense to me, or just, you know, common sense. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call 800-421-7325. That's 800-421-SEAL. Or visit permaseal.net. Schedule your free evaluation today.
Mary, I know what I'm going to do. I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off my feet, and I'm going to see the world. Italy, Greece, the Parthenon, the Colosseum. Then I'm coming back here and go to college and see what they know. And then I'm going to build things.
Well, then it's a good thing he's tuned in to House Smarts Radio.
I'm going to build airfields. I'm going to build skyscrapers 100 stories high.
Lou Manfredini's taking your calls live right now.
I'm going to build bridges a mile long.
Happy holidays. Now back to House Smarts Radio.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Have a holly jolly.
Is that your sound effect?
Oh.
There we go. I got it.
Good
done.
Job.
I'm all done. Welcome back. 857-557-4. What did I do? 857-557-4568 is our phone number. This is Michael in Milwaukee. Good morning, Michael. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Good morning to you, Lou. Longtime listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
I learned so much from listening to you, and I was in my car this morning listening to a caller who was calling about cleaning the air. I think a different question. I had my liner replaced about a year ago in my fireplace, now, when I light a fire, which my wife and I enjoy very much, for whatever reason, it seems to shut off my boiler, and then I have to have some technician come out and and figure out how to get the boiler back on. So I think one time. I mean, it's happened like three times, we stopped lighting fires. And so I'm wondering, and we talked to different people in the industry. They gave us different ideas of what to do. But I wanted to hear from the guru, the master. I wanted to hear from you. What do you think the problem is, and what do you think I should do?
All right, I have some questions so I can kind of figure this out. So you had a new chimney liner installed in your fireplace.
Yes.
Okay. And you also have a boiler, a hot water boiler, and that too is vented through the same fireplace, but not the same liner, correct?
Right.
You know that for a fact?
I think. I don't. Now that you're saying, I don't. When the liner was replaced, I'm not sure. See, I didn't realize that the liner of my fireplace. This is how inexperienced I am with home construction. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that the liner had anything at all to do with the boiler.
Okay.
Typically,
the fireplace chimney liner should only be servicing the fireplace.
Right.
If the boiler is being vented into that same liner,
mm-hmm.
my guess is, that mm-hmm. when you have a fire and it gets nice and hot, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
This is just conjecture on my part, but I'm just kind of thinking this through. There is a back pressure that is occurring, probably because the heat from your fireplace is hotter than the heat from the boiler. Okay, stay with
right.
me. This on a little physics lesson. When the venting from the boiler hits that, it senses a back pressure. There's a sensor mm-hmm. on your boiler that shuts it down because it's like, hey, I can't vent properly. I'm going to shut this thing down because I don't want any carbon monoxide buildup down in the mechanical room.
Mm-hmm.
So what you need to determine, and are you in Milwaukee proper?
Yeah. I'm in Whitefish Bay, which is a burb in Milwaukee.
Yeah. So there is a, we have a, actually they're right on the Wisconsin border, but I don't know if they go to Whitefish Bay, but Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling, they mm-hmm. do stuff right over the border. I don't know if they go all the way up to you, but there is a website, the National Chimney mm-hmm. Sweep Association, CSIA.org, mm-hmm. CSIA.org, mm-hmm. okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you plug in your zip code, you're going to get a listing of members of the Certified CS Chimney Sweep Institute of America. I was just trying to remember what it is. Chimney Sweep Institute of America.
Cool.
And so you're going to find guys that can come out and inspect. And what you're going to ask them is my boiler using a separate mm-hmm. liner than the fireplace? Okay?
Yeah.
And if they say, oh, yeah, it is, okay, then the other issue is this. When you go outside and you look at that chimney, and maybe I should have asked you mm-hmm. this first, but if you go outside and you look at that chimney, do you see one stack or two?
I see two, I believe.
Two sticking up. And are they both capped?
Yes.
And are they both at the same level?
I don't think they are.
Okay. One of them needs to be higher than the other.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And based on what you're telling me, the one mm-hmm. the one that is servicing the boiler and probably your water heater as well, that one mm-hmm. should be higher than the fireplace.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is a solvable problem, Michael.
Good. Again. Are you saying either scenario is solvable 100. Or the latter is solvable?
No, they're both solvable because, in particular, if you're telling me you see two, okay, maybe someone inadvertently, without knowing, vented it into that liner. I don't know why that is the case, but we may need to open up the chimney in the basement a little bit to figure out what's going on.
Okay, that's interesting. So I should start with CSIA.org and find somebody to come out and take a look, and or should I reach out to Lindemann and see if they'll come out to check this out?
I would start at Lindemann, see if they'll come to you, because they'll know how to do all of this. And they also may say, you're a little too far from us, but here's someone that we work with up there. They may be able to give you a recommendation.
Great. I love it. That's I really appreciate it. Thank you for your help. I'm confident now that my fireplace will be working within the new year, and we can enjoy it, because it's really beautiful. And thank you for all the help that you give to so many people who listen to your show regularly. And we here, my family, we wish you a very happy holiday. Very happy holidays and very happy new year.
Thank you. Right? You as well. I appreciate the kind words, and happy holidays as well.
To Lou Manfredini right here on House Smarts Radio.
Well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red.
Oh, oh, oh.
And he spends the whole year working out in his sled. It's the little Saint Nick. It's the little Saint Nick. Just the little mop sled.
Welcome back. 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568 is our phone number. Hope you're getting ready for Christmas. Have you been inundated, Lindsay, with Christmas ideas on your Instagram and Facebook pages and stuff? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I bite sometimes.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, I got my new niece a little something that was on Instagram. It was like a things I want my kids to know, but it was like music I want my kids to know. And my brother's really into music. So
Sure.
That was a cool one. I liked it. That was a good
one. Mary Beth and I decided we're not going to. So this is the first year the Manfredini family is doing Secret Santas.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're at the point where the kids are adults, and so everybody gets, we have too much stuff, right? And so this kind of works out quite well. And I hope I'm not giving anything away, but Carmen came up with this idea. She hasn't sent it out. Well, I'm going to give it away because it's a good idea and not everybody's listening. So we're going to get together for Christmas Eve. So all the Manfredinis are going to be together, and we have a Secret Santa, right? And I think I mentioned to you that we use the website Elfster where you put your ideas and blah, blah, blah. So Carmen said, wouldn't it be a fun idea if whomever you have, so let's say, Lindsay, I have you. Okay, so now they're going to say, all right, Lou, you go first. You give to your Secret Santa. And so then we're going to pick out a walk-up song that reminds me of you.
So good.
And so then everybody's got to guess, like, who I have, right?
I love it.
Isn't that a fun idea?
Yeah, that's really fun.
So we're going to set up a speaker, like, in the center of the table, and we'll connect one phone to it and say, all right, Lindsay, your turn, and then you'll put in the song, and then everybody's got to guess. That's kind of cool.
I mean,
for you, it'd be show tunes in top 40.
Okay. I'm believing my own press these days. You're right. Yes, it would. I'm going to own it.
I saw one of the things I got fed was a doormat. It says, welcome. I hope you like Taylor Swift and dogs. That's cute, right? So there is a lot of fun stuff that gets fed to you on the internet for this stuff.
We are doing, this will tie into where you're going in this next little bit you're doing. Growing up, my dad would always do games for us, like Christmas morning games. And so now I've kind of taken the baton, and I am doing them for my family when they are here. And so this year we're doing, and everyone always calls my mom the human jukebox, because she, like, you can say anything. You could be like, oh, just knock three times on the ceiling. You know, she'll just.
Your mother.
Everything. You could say any word and she will
come up. And it turns it into a song.
It turns into a song. Right.
I know where you get it.
Okay. So this year, we are going to do this Finish the Lyric game. And so I sent some to you that are Christmas-themed.
So
I thought you could have some fun with it.
Right. Is Andy I'm here. Sitting there?
Yep.
Is Don sitting there?
Yes, sir. See.
All right. So here's the deal. I've got some Christmas songs that I'm going to play. Hold on. Let me see if I get this right. And then you're going to finish the lyric.
Okay.
All right. All right, Andy, you're going to go first.
Okay.
Right? And you have to sing it.
And you have to
I'm
sing.
Not singing.
You have to. It's the rule.
Okay. I'm a rule breaker. I'm a rebel.
All right, here we go.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Everywhere we go, or you go.
Everywhere you go.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Half a point because he didn't really
Half a point because he
sing
didn't
it.
Sing it. All right, Don.
Okay.
Just see those sleigh bells jingling, ring, jingle, jingling, too.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
He's
Yes!
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Yay. Very good.
Your turn. Right, your turn.
My turn? Okay.
Yeah. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell sign and jingle bell time. Not sign. It's not sign. Rhyme?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
Or swing.
Oh, swing.
Swing and ring.
I don't think we know. All right, Andy.
Walking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Something about mistletoe and merrily or something like that.
He's got the mistletoe.
I can't remember that one.
Mistletoe home where you can see.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, had you given
Every
us a little...
Yeah.
Oh, the weather
down.
Outside is frightful.
But the fire is so delightful.
Oh, he's Donna.
He's like our Dean Martin.
But the fire is so delightful.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right, Lindsay.
Oh, man.
Time for love, joy, and time for cheer.
Time for fun, right?
That was good.
Toys.
Oh, toys.
It's the accent.
Was a jolly, happy soul with a corncob pipe.
And a button nose and two eyes that are made out of coal.
It's kind of like I'm listening to the Night Before Christmas. Like he's
and
reading.
Two eyes.
Two eyes that were made out of coal.
Have a listener do it. Pick up.
Nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Like I said.
Lindsay.
Got it.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling.
Be in good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Something be in good cheer.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Sure.
It's the most wonderful time.
You know, the Andy Williams.
Yeah.
The Andy, you got to love the Andy Williams.
Oh, yeah. For
right?
Sure.
He's just like...
bright and cheery.
Right. He was there's a whole generations and generations of people who don't know Andy Williams.
Yeah, I feel like that was the sound growing up for me.
Oh, my gosh. For sure. All right. Don?
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind.
Run, run, Rudolph. Santa's got to make it in time.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that's
He's
right.
Killing it.
Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind.
Something about far behind.
Yeah.
Oh, the mistletoe is hung where you can see.
Somebody waits for you.
You
kiss her once for me.
That's not PC anymore. Boop. Right, kiss her once for me. You're not supposed to
with permission. With,
right,
permission.
With permission.
With permission.
Right, with permission.
Exactly.
Somebody waits for you. Kiss her once for me.
With permission.
I like the Burl Ives version.
All right, your best boy George, Andy.
Oh, it's me?
Boy George.
The only thing they'll get this year is, I can't remember.
I don't know that one.
It's Do They Know It's Christmas? They'll get this year is life.
Andy, good job. That was good.
I want a lot for Christmas.
Who's this?
Don?
Whoa.
Oh. Mariah
just
Carey.
There is just one thing I need.
I don't care about the presents.
I don't care. One thing I need.
I don't care about the presents. Oh, yeah.
Feliz Navidad.
Come on, your best Spanish.
Who is it?
Prospero año y felicidad.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Look at him. He's killing it in two languages.
Don't forget about that. Ha-ha.
Ha-ha. I could have gotten that part.
Oh, this That's right. Is Christmas.
Lindsay?
And what have you done? Another year over. No one just begun.
New one just begun.
Whoa.
With an assist from Andy.
Another year over.
All right, last one.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so...
And, ooh, we did this duet.
And if you've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow.
And since we've no place
job,
to go.
Thank you. Thank you for
much. Right now.
Very nice. Very nice.
So fun.
Andy and Don will be appearing at the Redhead Piano Club. Is that still around?
Oh, it should be. That's a great place.
Just need a couple of Tom and Jerry's and we'll be there.
Right, there we go.
On.
Bringing you it betcha. All back. Right, right. Some ice meltdown and we're good to go. Nice. Thank you for playing.
And some borscht.
That was fun.
And some borscht.
Holiday borscht. Good Lord.
Merry Christmas, everybody. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Christmas is back, y'all.
Welcome back. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. This is Diane in Elmhurst. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Lou.
Morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
So I have two questions about my HVAC system. I have a boiler that, and when I moved in, the house had a boiler. And this one time I was replacing the vents, and I had a handyman, and he must have driven a screw into, like, one of the pipes in the ceiling, and eventually... water was leaking, and I had that fixed. So I've been a little skittish about doing things to my HVAC.
Okay.
But anyway, so a while ago, the vent in the master bedroom was blowing out some, like, dust, like a yellowish dust, and finally someone said, well, I think that's insulation. And so I had my heating company come, and they went up into the attic, and sure enough, one of the
ductwork,
the vents, or the
wait.
Yeah, the ductwork.
Diane, hold on a second. I just want to understand. You have a boiler, so you have a boiler, and you have radiators, but then you have central air conditioning.
I do.
Okay, so that when you're talking about the ductwork, that's what you're talking about.
Oh. Okay,
but no. I'm trying to understand where you're going. So in your home, you heat your home with a boiler and you have radiators.
Correct.
But then separately, you have a separate air conditioner that has forced air cooling throughout the home.
Yes.
Okay.
Except I have one question.
Okay, keep going.
I don't have radiators.
Oh, you don't have. Baseboard heat.
It's not baseboard. They're in the ceiling.
Oh, okay. So you have radiant hot water heat in the ceiling.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
And soon after I moved in, I had the whole house painted, and I switched out the vents in the ceiling because they were kind of metal and ugly. And anyway, and I had a handyman do it, and he must have driven one of the screws when he was screwing it in into one of the hot water pipes or the pipes in the ceiling.
Right.
And it didn't leak right away, but when the screw rusted, I started getting... So anyway, I had that fixed, but I've been a little skittish about doing anything with my vents.
Mm-hmm.
But about a year ago, I redid some bathrooms, and all of a sudden this yellowish dust was blowing through just in the master bedroom. And, you know, I kept thinking, what is that? And so someone said, I think it's insulation. So I called my heating company, and they went up into the attic, and one of the ducts was disconnected.
Right.
I don't know how it became disconnected, but it was. And so he reconnected it, and I really haven't had that much dust coming. But every once in a while, I think, you know, I feel like if I'm walking barefoot, it's a little gritty in that area. So I think I need the ducts cleaned.
Okay.
But I'm like a little skittish about it because they have to take the vents off, and, you know, I don't want like a nail or a screw driven into the ducts. So I know you're a big proponent of duct cleaning, and I haven't had them done. And I'm thinking maybe I need to have it done so that if some of the insulation went into the duct while it was disconnected, it's still blowing out. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I think that there's a couple things based on what you're telling me. So assuming that all the ductwork is up in the attic space, okay, you could have you could have a duct cleaning company come clean the ductwork. There's really no risk of nails or screws. I mean, you know, you're of course going to alert them that, hey, I've got this hot water heat up in my ceiling, so we have to be careful of that. But, you know, they go into each one of those vents, the vent covers, with their whips and their vacuums to clean it all out. But I think it also makes sense based on, you know, the fact that you had some separation before, that somebody goes up there to make sure everything's put together properly, right?
Okay.
Now, that all being said, you know, there, even though things can be put together, if each one of those seams is not sealed, when you're running the AC through those vents for the cooling, it can pick up almost like a venturi and grab insulation through the even the smallest little gap. And that grittiness that you say you feel sometimes when you walk around barefoot could reappear. And so I would maybe consider looking into a system called AeroSeal. Now, AeroSeal, if you were to go to online and look for an AeroSeal dealer, they'll do the duct cleaning, but then they will come in and they run this solution through the inside of your ductwork that seals all of the gaps.
Oh.
And it can seal a gap up to like 5/8 of an inch wide, which is amazing. Years and years ago, when we renovated a house in Chicago that we were living in, I had a combination of old ductwork and new ductwork. And the old ductwork was super inefficient. And they came in and did a test of the airflow coming out of the old ductwork, and it was, you know, minimal at best. Plus, the temperature coming out of it was very low as well. After doing the AeroSeal, it like tripled the performance of the pressure, and the temperature was increased as well. And it's, you know, essentially a permanent solution to the problem. So I think for you, what I would start is look, if you go to the internet and search AeroSeal, you'll find some dealers in your area, and then maybe get an estimate from them to do that work.
Okay.
But make sure they know about the heating, you know, the boiler system, so that everybody knows what's going on.
Correct. Right. Yeah, every time I've had work, you know, if they're anywhere near that, I'm just like, just so you know. And I have one other question regarding HVAC. I do not have a humidifier in my house, and I've always had humidifiers in my house. And every winter, it's been really dry. And I've had actually my heating company come out and give me estimates for an April Air or whole house humidifier.
Yeah,
and they've been really, like, it's really more expensive than I thought. So I just, what what is about the cost for like putting in? It's a one story home.
Yeah. What have they quoted you?
And actually,
what have they quoted you?
So, like 7,000.
Yeah, that's way too much. It should be somewhere.
Yeah,
It should be somewhere. April Air makes a whole house humidifier that you can pipe in, and they'll run a vent like to your main. Like they'll cut it into the floor and put a vent there, and that will be the humidifier. It should be more like $3,000 for something like that.
Okay.
Not $7,000.
Yeah.
So when you call the AeroSeal people, ask them about that too, because most of them are HVAC contractors, but it shouldn't be $7,000. It should be more like $3,000, maybe $5,000 at the most. Appreciate the phone call. Happy holidays. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Mrs. Mazur. Melina Mazur, Andy's wife, is the director of development with the Knight Ministry, an amazing organization that needs our help, not only now, but every day of the year. That's coming up after this report of news with Andy Mazur, with Don Kleppen.
Hey, this is John Williams. If you have CarPlay, set a button on your digital dashboard for WGN. So I'm just a click away. Mornings starting at 10. Find out how at WGNradio.com.
WGN.
Some sunshine through the clouds and 15 degrees at 8:32. Good morning, I'm Don Kleppen. The news is sponsored by Global Auto Recycling and Repair. City of Chicago says it's ending a program to help migrants, and the federal government passed a funding bill at the last minute to keep it running for now. In sports, Notre Dame beat Indiana 27-17 in the first round of the college football playoffs last night. The play continues today. Penn State will host SMU, then Clemson at Texas, and tonight Ohio State hosts Tennessee. Before that, though, Blackhawks are in Calgary this afternoon. Pregame at 2:30 with Charlie Romeliotis. Puck drops at 3. John Weideman and Troy Murray have the call here on 720 and WGNradio.com. Northwestern will host DePaul. Then pregame for that's at 2:45, tip at 3. You can hear that on ESPN 1000 and WGNradio.com. Bulls host the Celtics tonight, and the Bears play tomorrow at Soldier Field hosting the Lions. NFL doubleheader today, though, Kansas City hosting Houston, and Pittsburgh will be in Baltimore. WGN traffic on the interstates. No real issues on the roadways right now. All ramps that were closed for construction have been reopened. Chicago's ending its nearly year-and-a-half-long program to assist migrants. The city says its mission will be done by New Year's Eve. The landing zone where new arrivals have been processed closed yesterday. The Elston shelter is shutting down by the end of this month. As of today, there are almost 2,500 people in city and state shelters. The city's streamlining shelter services as part of the One System initiative. It's partnering with the state to create more access to shelters for anyone in need. That starts next month. Congress narrowly avoided a government shutdown. The Senate voted to approve the House's spending package just after the midnight deadline. It was the third bill brought before the full GOP-controlled House. 196 Democrats and 170 Republicans voted in favor of the stopgap funding bill. 34 Republicans voted against it. The measure keeps the government open through March 14th and includes $100 billion in disaster relief and $10 billion in farm aid. It does not include an increase to the debt ceiling or raises for lawmakers. Millions of people will get a raise in their Social Security payments. The Senate passed the Social Security Fairness Act last night. It was passed by the House in November. The bill eliminates long-time reductions to benefits for people who receive pensions because they worked in federal, state, or local government or public service jobs like teachers, firefighters, and police officers. That bill now heads to President Biden's desk. And this morning, Roseland Community Hospital will host its annual holiday toy and gift giveaway. Hospital staff will be handing out toys and gifts to kids who registered. It runs from 10 o'clock this morning until 1 p.m. The forecast from the WGN Weather Center. It's the winter solstice today, partly cloudy and colder for it, high 26, and then tonight, partly cloudy and cold with a low of 17. Tomorrow, a cloudy start, and then clearing a little as the day goes on, blustery too, wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour, near 32 degrees is the high for Sunday. And the extended outlook shows a chance for freezing drizzle overnight into Monday, could create some slippery travel early Monday morning, and we will get up to near 40 for the high. high on Monday with a chance of some rain showers by the afternoon and evening. Currently, it's 15 at O'Hare, 18 at Midway, 4 in Aurora, 7 in DeKalb, 5 in Rockford, 19 downtown along the lakefront. I'm Don Kleppen, WGN News. Next news when it happens. Next schedule news at 9 o'clock.
Nothing less than perfect will do.
Call 630 perfect.
Home services.
I'm cold and I'm shivering. I can almost see my breath. My furnace takes too long to heat. I'm upset.
Good news for you, my friend.
We got a very special offer.
Get your furnace all tuned up for just $49.
When nothing less than perfect will do.
Call 630 perfect.
Home services.
630 perfect.
For your plumbing and HVAC needs, visit perfecthomeservices.com.
It's a bully that will not let up until you do something about it. And the worst part is that the bullying happens when you're at your most vulnerable. You might as well have your hands tied behind your back while that bully puts one hand over your mouth and pinches your nose with the other. He'll let up, let you catch your breath, and then he'll do it again. Sleep apnea is a bully. Not long ago, we heard our friend John tell you about how his bully was stopping his breathing in his sleep over 145 times an hour. Think about what that can do to your body's organs. It's no wonder that the snowball effects of long-term obstructive sleep apnea are heart disease, stroke, even depression and anxiety. But this problem is solvable, and we have solutions, and you'll be surprised at how simple they are.
To date, Advent has solved over 40,000 breathing triangle problems. It's time to put that bully in his place. Go to AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows, when you breathe well, you live better. Results may vary.
This New Year's Eve, you're going to party like it's 1995.
Great party, Drew.
Get ready to crack open a Buzz Beer.
One Buzz Beer's coming up. Beer, beer, beer.
Bust some moves.
Permission to dance a jig, sir.
Neither of us wants to see that, Kenny.
And ring in the new year while singing. Drew Carey's New Year's Eve Party, December 31st on Antenna TV.
Hey, it's Steve Bertrand for Window Nation here. You know, it's Window Nation's end of the year sale. Get 50% off all styles of windows, a bonus 10% off. Plus, you could get zero interest for 6 years. Now, the sale ends December 31st, so book a quote now, 866-90-NATION, or go to windownation.com.
Happy holidays. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio, Lou Manfredini. This time of year, obviously, we have great and many opportunities to give back, right? Be thankful for all the blessings that we all have in our lives. And if you listen to any regularity, you know, once a year, if not more, I talk with the folks at the Knight Ministry. The Knight Ministry is this, it's quite an amazing organization that has buses on the street and provides medical care for those who are unhoused, and they just do amazing work. I've helped to promote their cause for many, many years. I've had the opportunity to MC events for them, and they're just really, really good people. Under the small world category, joining me on the phone line right now is Melina Mazur, who is the Director of Development for the Knight Ministry. Melina, good morning, and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. It's great to be with you today.
All right, full disclosure, you are married to Andy Mazur.
I certainly am.
And as I mentioned to you, we are just so grateful that you married him. And I speak on behalf of his mother and father and everyone here on the House Smarts crew. We're just so happy that you two found each other.
Thank you, Lou. I greatly appreciate it. Oh, my goodness.
That's so nice. For those that are maybe hearing the word Knight Ministry for the first time, Melina, can you describe a little bit about the mission and who you folks are?
Absolutely. So our mission is to provide human connection, housing support, and health care to our neighbors who are unhoused or experiencing poverty. The Knight Ministry has been serving Chicago's homeless population for almost 50 years. We started in 1976, so...
It's been quite some time, And unfortunately, the need continues to grow.
That's true. That's true. Unfortunately, Chicago's unhoused population is growing. From what I understand, the most recent estimate is over 68,000 individuals. So that doesn't even include new arrivals or migrants. So, you know, it's, you know, unfortunately, a persistent problem,
right.
Societal problem.
You're the way that you're providing the services to the unhoused is, you know, I think certainly that I know you have relationships with shelters, but you're actually going out into the streets and going directly where these people are to provide services, right, including healthcare services to them.
Yes, that is true. We bring free healthcare, food, clothing, tents to individuals that are living on the street or in tent encampments. And we do so through our mobile bus that you mentioned. We also have a street medicine team, which consists of a van. And also we have been doing CTA outreach more recently.
Mm.
So in several different ways, we're getting out there in the community to, you know, serve the, you know, the individuals that have the greatest need.
You came on board as the director of development because the fact of the matter is that these services, while they are so necessary, require a lot of money. I'm assuming... Well, I guess I shouldn't assume, but do you get any kind of state funding whatsoever to run your services?
Yes, we do. I would say most organizations that are the size of the Knight Ministry probably receive 75% of their funds from, you know, government grants.
Right.
And the Knight Ministry is actually the opposite. So we do get a couple of million dollars in public funding. That's federal, city, and state funding. But the vast majority of our resources come from individuals, corporations, and foundations.
Right.
So,
right.
And then also, you know, a lot of in-kind volunteers. There's many individuals who volunteer their time, including medical professionals, doctors, nurses, medical students, volunteer groups that come and prepare meals, put together hygiene kits, that do clothing drives for us. So, you know, we receive support in numerous different ways, just not, you know, not just monetarily.
Right, right, right. And I mean, the reality of it is, as you mentioned, in organizations like yourself, yes, there's state funding, but it's never enough because the programs just require, you know, so much, so many resources rather to just keep it going. And with the, you know, so much need, rather, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. So I assume in your role, you're reaching out to organizations, also looking for other grants and opportunities to help fund all this.
That's correct. You know, we have events, which you're familiar with. We have a lot of individual giver donors, various forms of individual giving. We do also receive grant funding from various foundations and corporations. So, yes, you know, part of my job is to go after all different sources
right.
of revenue. So,
right, right.
Yep, we have the ability to support all of our programs.
You know, I know that, you know, I typically talk with people from the Knight Ministry this time of year, but the reality of it is, and you know, being exposed to it for so many years, the need is great, you know, every single day. It's not just around the holidays. The thing is now it's colder, and you really think about the fact that the unhoused really have such a difficult time here, you know, in the Chicagoland area. If people want to get involved, Melina, not just with donations, we'll talk about that, but you mentioned that there's these opportunities for volunteers and stuff to help out as well, right?
Yes, we receive a lot of support. There's a separate team that manages all of the in-kind donations and volunteer efforts. There's a lot of congregations that support us with, I mean, sock drives and serving meals at our overnight shelter.
Mm-hmm.
We have corporate groups that come in and build hygiene kits. So there's numerous ways to get involved, not just monetarily, as we mentioned.
Right, right. But money's always good. So if we can't, you know, don't ever be afraid to ask. I've never been when I'm helping organizations like this. Don't ever be afraid to ask for money, because it really does, especially you guys are really good about it, right? I know that there's, you know, a lot of organizations that are very transparent about how the money gets spent and where it goes to help directly the people that they're serving. And I know that the Knight Ministry has always been a very good source of those donations. If people want to give or want to get involved, how do they get a hold of you folks?
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Lou. If you go to our website at theknightministry.org, you can learn more about our programs or make a donation, whether it's a one-time donation or a recurring monthly gift. We have many amazing donors who give to us monthly. If you are interested in making another financial contribution, whether it's through a donor advised fund, stock, to support a specific program, you can reach us at donations@theknightministry.org. Our team will definitely be happy to assist you. And, you know, you can also use that email address if you have any questions about in-kind donations as well. We can make sure to connect you with the right folks internally.
As Melina said, the unhoused population in Chicago is growing. The most recent estimate is over 68,000 individuals, and the Knight Ministry is trying to help as many of those people every single day. Melina Mazur, Director of Development for the Knight Ministry and Annie Mazur's wife, I so appreciate you taking the time this morning and talking with us. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season.
And thanks to you as well, Lou. We really appreciate your ongoing support, which definitely started before I came to the organization. So thank you.
My pleasure. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
We're Chicago's very own.
Hey there, WGN Radio homeowners. Are you getting tired of all the money and repairs going into your house? Need an easy solution to convert your home into cash? This is Jeff from JeffBuysYourHouse.com. For nearly 20 years, our trusted, proven, and professional team has been simplifying the home selling process in Chicagoland. Here's the deal. You are in control. Pick the closing date that works best for you in your specific situation. No need to worry about repairs or any cleanout. We'll buy your house as is, saving you frustration, time, and money. That's right, a fair cash offer within 24 hours, and we actually buy your house. No funny business. With our simple process, there are no fees and no commissions. You can trust our proven, professional, and credible team. We are local, veteran-owned, and will go above and beyond to make it stress-free for you. Sound interesting? Sell your house to the trusted source by calling us today at 630-552-6603. That's 630-552-6603, or jeffbuysyourhouse.com. That's jeffbuysyourhouse.com.
The Chase for Business Coaching for Impact program pairs up mentors and small businesses. John Hansen here had a chance to talk to Matt Riendo, owner of Hook Point Fisheries, and Moises Figueroa, a Chase business consultant.
We are a commercial salmon fishery on Kodiak Island in Alaska. My wife and I actually met in the United States Peace Corps. Coming back to the States, had to find a place to settle down, and it ended up being Chicago. And this is where we spend our fall, winter, and spring, and then in the summertime, we're up catching fish in the beautiful waters of Kodiak.
Moises, what is Chase for Business Coaching for Impact?
Yeah, our program is an initiative to help entrepreneurs grow their business. We focus on one-on-one coaching as well as banking solutions. My primary role is to sit down with the business owner, understand their goals, and figure out a clear roadmap to get them moving forward.
Not only do we set up a good foundation and basis to work from, but as things change, we're able to pivot, we're able to be flexible with a great amount of confidence too.
So if you're an entrepreneur, small business owner in need of advice, you don't need to be a Chase customer. Just go to chase.com/coaching for impact.
Oh, hi. Hey, is your home starting to feel the Chicago winter? The temperatures are dropping, right? It's hard to keep your home warm and cozy. That's where Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Air Conditioning mini split systems come in. Install one in a chilly area of your home like we did and experience a new level of comfort that'll keep you warm all winter. There was an area in our home that was very uncomfortable. We installed a Mitsubishi mini split system. I wonder if they're going to stop using the word mini split. Because mini sounds like it's not going to do the job. It does the job. Anyway, it's great. It is warm in the winter. It is cool in the summer. And you don't even hear this thing run. It's got this 3D ID sensor, continuously scans the room, detecting exactly where you are and how cool or even how warm you feel. This means it adjusts the temperature and airflow for the perfect comfort, no matter who's in the room. It's like having your own personal climate control. Plus, many Mitsubishi systems qualify for up to $2,000 in tax credits. So not only do you get comfort, but you'll save money too. Experience the difference with Mitsubishi Heating and Air Conditioning Mini Split Systems. Visit getacomfyhome.com. Oh, there we go. Calling the North Pole now to see if we have Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, Santa Claus.
The North Pole.
Oh.
If you'd like to speak to Santa, press 1.
Okay, hold on a second.
If you'd like to speak to Mrs. Claus, press 2.
No, maybe that'd be good.
If you'd like to speak to Santa Claus.
Oh, there we go.
Press 1.
One, yeah. Hold on, this probably...
Please leave a message after the... it gets them every time.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas
party. That's Santa, he's a jokester.
Mistletoe hung where you can see.
Welcome back, 857-557-4LOU.
Rocking around.
857-557-4568. This is Don in Elmhurst. Hey, Don, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, sir. Happy holidays. How may I help you?
Yes, my situation is I'd like to do a bathtub conversion. In other words, have the bathtub and have a cutout, and I guess there are some kits out there that you could use to have kind of a walk-in bathtub shower.
Are you wanting to try to do this yourself?
No. I think I'd go with a contractor or some knowledgeable person that deals with this.
Mm-hmm. I believe the folks at Miracle Method offer this service.
Miracle Method, okay.
Yeah. Now, they're a bathtub refinishing company, but I'm pretty sure... Mm-hmm. They will do this cutout. Now, I'm not opposed to this idea, right? But I'm assuming you're doing this to just make your life a lot easier as you age, correct?
Correct. And one of the family members has a medical problem that makes it difficult to step over and into the bathtub.
Right.
For showers.
Right. Yeah. And so is the rest of the shower bathroom area in decent shape?
Yeah.
Okay. So the idea would be you're going to make this cutout so it makes it easier for this person to get into the bathtub, and then everything else just remains.
Pretty much so. However, if that's not a satisfactory situation, I may have to go into some kind of remodeling issue.
So this is where I just want you to think about this, where you put a pencil to paper. It's not an inexpensive proposition to cut this, you know, wedge out of your bathtub so you can get in and out of there, right? And they got to put a door in there. I mean, it's going to be a few thousand dollars. At the end of the day, you're going to end up with a tub. It's still a tub, and it's, you know, it's relatively restrictive when you're standing in there. I'm assuming this is like a 5-foot standard bathtub, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Right. If you were to put in a shower base, you put in a 5-foot shower base, and if you had the room to make it even slightly wider, even if you didn't do it wider, the footprint of a 5-foot shower base, that area is much more flat and even, and you would have more stability when showering, coupled with, you know, some grab bars.
Yes.
Now, will that
grab bars? We have
right. Will that cost?
We have. Right.
Will that cost more? Sure, but you know, you could. you could mitigate the cost by having a contractor come in, put in a shower base for you, and then put in shower walls over your existing tile and make up the area below where there is no tile now because you're taking the tub out. And it would be a nice, you know, beautifully finished shower surround, right? Which is different than tile, but some of the surrounds look really, really nice. And it might make a, it might be a better use of your money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And these folks at Miracle Methods, they can also do this makeover.
I don't know that for a fact, but it's certainly somebody to talk to about that. The other shower makeover people that could really help you is, have you heard me talk about this company called Access?
No.
Okay. So this is they're a mobility specialist. They do everything from putting in a grab bar to making a shower accessible for you, or a whole bathroom. They service all three states. They're really, really excellent people, and I've only heard good stuff about them. Do you have a pen or a pencil?
Yes, I do.
All right. This is their phone number. It's 844 IL Lifts, LIFTS. 844
L. Yeah.
IL LIFTS.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. I do have one other follow-up question.
Sure.
Is there any requirement for a sale of a property that you must have at least one bathtub in the building?
Let me ask you this. Are you in a single-family home?
Yes.
Okay. If you put a crystal ball out and you said to yourself, how much longer are you going to be in that house? What would you guess?
3 to 5 years.
Okay. And then at that point, where do you think you're going?
Probably a independent senior facility.
Got it. And then when you look at the homes that are around you of the same kind of home that you have, what's happening to those homes? Are young families moving in and remodeling and doing all that kind of stuff?
I guess to a certain extent, yes. Most of the neighborhood is an older group. They've been here for generations, and it's a fairly stable area. A
right.
few homes, a few complete teardowns and remodels.
Right. So, if you think about that, if it's an older crowd that lives in your neighborhood, as these houses turn over, younger families are going to come in, and they're going to make those houses their own. Whether or not you have a bathtub or not isn't going to be a deal breaker on whether or not you sell this house.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. Thank you very much for that information, and I'll follow up with it's just Access, right?
Access. Their website is allaboutaccess.com, allaboutaccess.com. Thank you so much for the call. Good luck with that project.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody.
It's Saturday morning. It's your weekend. You get to choose how you spend it. And we're so glad you're kicking it off with us. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got
it. It's the winter solstice. I think it's already getting dark outside. Shortest day of the year. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini, welcome back.
I got in town a month ago.
I bet we got lots of weekend plans. Before we get started on the weekend plans, though, how about a nice round of applause for our hitting both words, Andy, two words in one sportscast.
Yep.
I mean, you're showing off like Don.
I've had a good example from Don, so I wanted to show him what I learned.
Right, very nice.
Well done.
Very nice. Right. Crapulence.
Crapulence.
Who doesn't love that word?
So
right?
fun.
I might use it today.
Yeah?
Just to use
it. Are you calling any games today?
No, not today. Today, take a little break today.
All right. Well, we're leading up to the holidays. I know that many of you have to work, but Lindsay, can I start with you about what you got going on this weekend leading up to the all the way up to let's go weekend up to Christmas, because Christmas is Wednesday. We won't be here to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah, which is around the same day.
Correct.
We've got lots going on. Tonight we're going to my cousin's house for a Christmas bash.
Nice.
Tomorrow, actually, we don't have much tomorrow. Tomorrow's a chill day, thank goodness.
Oh, that's good.
Monday, we are Secret Santa shopping for just the immediate family that we do, which is hard to keep a secret in this with the kid. And then Tuesday, we're spending with my dad and my brother and sister-in-law and a new sweet baby Kate.
Right, baby Kate. She's so cute.
She came to her first Beboppers yesterday. It was the cutest thing.
She's so cute.
All smiles. And then at Christmas Day, of course, we will do the Santa thing.
Oh, sure.
Open the fun gifts and then spend it with my in-laws.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nice. No cooking.
No what? No cooking?
I ordered a turkey this year.
Really?
I can't be stressed. It's a low stress kind of season.
Boy, for me, cooking is like the... That's the least stressful.
I do it great with dips and apps. not with the meat.
All right, got it. Understood. All right. What do you got going, Andy?
Well, today, kind of a chill day. Tomorrow, we've got Happen OB starting at 11, and then our post-game following the game around 3. So my beautiful wife is coming to the station tomorrow to kind of say hello to the boys. She enjoys watching the show every once in a while.
Oh, that's
as
nice.
As we do it live. I got a little work on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, I'm going to be at Channel 9 at night, but during the day, my wife, as she told you on her little segment there a few about 40 minutes or so ago, she volunteered us to be serving meals, lunch Christmas Day at the crib, which is what they have over at the night ministry. So we're going to be doing some lunch.
I love it.
And that's great. Good for you.
Yeah.
Bless you both. That's great.
Definitely. That's what I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. You are definitely recipient of her being so good.
Definitely. it wasn't my idea. It was her idea. Remember?
That's so sweet. That's so nice. What do you got? Oh, Don, is this... This is Violet's first Christmas.
Yes, it is. Right. Yeah. So, obviously, we have a packed weekend with her today. We're going to the Chris Kindle Market. Gretchen and I always like doing that, so we're going to find some ornaments there. And tomorrow, mostly chill. I think we're both doing like some stuff in the kitchen, baking and getting whatever's left of our presents done.
Yeah.
And then Monday, the whole family's going to the zoo lights in Lincoln Park Zoo.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we did that with Violet last Monday, and we're going with the whole family, my siblings and my mom. And
did she love the lights?
Yeah. She was really just infatuated with them. It was so many great pictures came out of that. And and then Christmas Eve, we're kind of deciding what to do like for dinner. I know we're talking about steaks and whatnot, but we're trying to set some new traditions with Violet and everything. And then Christmas Day, my sister Kelly is going to host us at her house in Lindenhurst, and Violet will get to spend some time with her cousin Landon, who just turned 2 in November.
Oh, that's great. I love the that's so exciting. So, you know, our daughter-in-law is pregnant with our first grandchild. She's due in January, so not quite baby's first Christmas, but baby will be in the tummy there, and so we'll have lots of fun. I am going to the Northwestern DePaul game this afternoon with our son Massimo and a couple of his buddies.
Fun.
So we're going to, I mentioned to you that we moved to Evanston. We literally can walk to Welsh Rhine Arena from our house.
So great.
So if anybody wants to buy a parking spot, I'm looking, $50. No, I'm kidding. I'm not selling the parking. We're going to do that, and that's going to be a chill night tonight, not much going on. We're going to have, we're doing Botanic tomorrow for the lights with the family, which will be fun.
Yeah.
And hopefully it warms up a little bit, and then we host Christmas Eve. And you know what we do, Don? What we learned about, it's a smaller get-together for the Manfredinis. We don't do a meal. We do appetizers, and then... My brother-in-law makes a traditional, and he's not Polish, but a mushroom soup.
Oh.
With some really good bread,
Yeah.
Really, I love bread.
That's perfect.
You love bread.
Yeah.
You're like Oprah. And so that'll be Christmas Eve, and then, of course, Christmas Day, all together, which will be very fun. And we're fortunate this year. Normally, we don't get to spend it with, now that our son Quinn is married, His wife's from New York. They typically are in New York for Christmas because they have family birthdays around the same time. But because she's pregnant and due, travel couldn't happen, so she's going to be sticking around here. And then, so we got lots to celebrate. We got a baby on the way, and Carmen recently married to Liam, so it'll be all of us together, which will be a lot of fun.
Big wonderful.
Can you
wonderful.
Believe next Christmas you will have a little tyke running around the tree?
I know.
Like almost a year.
Like as if we haven't spent all the money on her already. And she's not even
you're
here.
In just so wait. Much trouble.
Yeah. Just wait. Here, a new car. You know what she needs? She needs a new Chevy Equinox.
Get
she'll
it going,
get one.
Chevy.
Get
with
it
training wheels.
With training wheels, right. When she's ready to drive, it'll be ready. Right, exactly. So, well, that's nice. It's nice that you're all going to have stuff to do, and it's a beautiful time of year, and it's
yeah.
lovely.
Yeah,
so
yeah
nice.
Merry
so,
Christmas.
I do
Merry
feel
Christmas.
Very fortunate and grateful just to say to work with all of you. It really does make me so happy.
Yeah, I'm so glad we got rid of all the dead weight we used to have. Remember?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Remember? We'll be reminded
Remember
soon.
That, like, Domati Pongo, he was dragging us down.
Big
Sam Panionovich, right? Joe Brand.
Joe
right?
Brand.
Joe Brand, nothing, right? Got
just
rid of them all.
A ton of
gone.
Dead weight. Now right. we're humming along.
Right. Humming along, baby.
Couldn't keep up, you know? Get off the train. You
That's
can't
right.
keep up.
That's what Santa says. Sleigh's
Santa
moving.
Said. Merry Christmas. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. Let's see here. Who is this? Is John in Richmond? Hi, John. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
How may I help you, sir?
I have a stainless steel fridge and stove. Not so much the stove, but I have used just about every kind of cleaner that I have seen. What is a good one? I can't get the smear marks off of, especially the bottom drawer, the freezer part. You know, I mean, it almost looks like I didn't peel the plastic off, but
oh,
I
really?
Peeled the plastic off.
Hmm.
I just will not. It doesn't matter if I go with the grain, against the grain. I just cannot get it to where it looks like I smeared something, you know. Like there's grease on it or something.
There is a cleaner. Well, there's a bunch of different stainless steel cleaners, but Wyman, who's known for their furniture polish,
mm-hmm.
they make a couple of really, really good. It's W-E. I think it's W-E-I. Wyman. W-E-I-M-A-N. Wyman.
Okay.
And they make a really good stainless steel cleaner. They also... they also own a company called Magic. That Magic has an aerosol spray stainless steel cleaner. Both of those are very good. Here's the trick. You need to spray it on, let it sit there for maybe, I don't know, 5 minutes. Then use a microfiber towel. And it really doesn't matter if you go with or without the grain. You're not going to scratch the stainless with that. But it's enough of a clean, enough of a, you know, even a microfiber has a little bit of scrubbing ability. And I think with that, you mm-hmm. should be able to get it going. Now, if for some reason that doesn't work, maybe you do have some grease residue on there of something. There's a product called Crud Cutter, which is a degreaser. It won't harm the stainless steel, and that would probably get rid of the grease. Then you'd go with the stainless cleaner to polish out all up and do a nice job. We use the Wyman on our fridge, and it looks great.
Okay, and that Magic aerosol, is that available?
Both are available at the hardware store.
Ace Hardware.
Yes, sir.
You're
in Richmond?
I'm in Richmond, yeah.
You know that Ace that's on Route 12 there in Richmond?
Route 12, and then I'm so close to Twin Lakes. I'm 3, 4, 5 minutes from Richmond, and I'm in Richmond Township. I'm not in town, and I'm close by Antioch, too. I don't know if you know where any of that.
Yeah, the one that one's right off of that one's right off of 173 there. Yeah, any one of those will have either one of those products.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate the help, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
You too, sir. Happy New Year as well. 857-557-4LOU. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
ComEd is preparing the electric grid and providing incentives to make it possible for more households and businesses to make the switch to electric products, like induction cooktops, clothes dryers, heating and cooling systems, and even electric forklifts. Learn more about how we can help create a clean energy future for all at comed.com/cleanenergy. ComEd, powering lives.
Why trust Grandview Homes to buy your home? It's simple. We're here for you to make the home selling process fast, easy, and stress-free, even if your home is less than perfect. With thousands of homes bought and sold since 2009, our experience speaks volumes. At Grandview Homes, our management team has decades of expertise in direct home buying, ensuring a smooth process from start to finish. You will never feel pressured, and our offer doesn't expire. It's good as long as the market remains the same. Close in as little as 10 days and leave the mess and the stress to us. No real estate agents, no repairs, no cleanouts needed. At Grandview Homes, we live and work in your neighborhoods. Our reputation is built on 15 years treating sellers with the dignity and respect they deserve. Trust Grandview Homes' legacy of satisfied sellers and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Visit GrandviewHomes.com for your fair cash offer today. Grandview Homes, the fastest and easiest way to sell your home.
Monday, flying through rain, sleet, and snow.
We'll take you inside one of these flights and show you how the pilots get their weather information.
Monday on WGN TV News at 9.
Oh, hi. Tune into the Workers' Mic heard here every Sunday morning at 8, powered by the National Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Premise Health. The Workers' Mic features union leaders, labor partners, and workers discussing issues affecting the American workforce. Tomorrow, Ken and Ed discuss the details on how the actors, servers, and bartenders of the theater production Drunk Shakespeare ratified a new union contract. Also, they'll talk about union dues, what they are, and if they're worth it. Tune in tomorrow morning at 8, right here on 720 WGN.
Holidays from Lou's crew on House Smarts Radio.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. I think Kwanzaa is going to be
Feliz Navidad.
That whole Hawaiian Merry Christmas thing is really a thing. You know the Merry Christmas, the Bing Crosby song, Maliki Maka, whatever it is?
Malikaliki Maka.
Yeah, like the Hawaiian people probably didn't celebrate Christmas. So I wonder if they just invented that. I don't know.
Say that again?
Well, they didn't have, I don't think the Hawaiian people had Christmas. I wonder if they just made up that term. She's going to look. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. This is Becky in Champaign. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm well. Happy holidays. How may I help you?
So we have a critter infestation. I'm assuming it's mice. But adjacent to the house, we live out in the country, and adjacent to the door to the house, all summer long, we've had probably voles, those, you know, those amazing tunnels that they, and they're all over the yard. And as soon as it gets warm, we keep thinking they're gone. As soon as it gets warm, we have another rise of the tunnel. And we, you know, we don't want to do glue traps. And I was just wondering if you had a good suggestion.
I just heard,
because they're everywhere.
I just heard a story that scientists have found that a species of ground squirrels, right, which are typically eating nuts and berries and, you know, grass, have become carnivores, and they're not quite sure why, and they're starting to eat things like moles and voles, which is crazy.
Oh, that would be great.
I know. Well, then you'd have all these fat ground squirrels. But anyway.
Right.
Okay, couple things. Voles and moles are really hard to get rid of. And in particular this time of year. So I'm going to give you, I want everybody listening to pay very close attention. I'm going to give you two options. One is that if you decide that you would like to get rid of them permanently, and the other is one way is to get rid of them permanently where they go to sleep, in air quotes, and then the other is where you eliminate them and they just go away. So there is a brand of products that you can find at the hardware store called Sweeney's Poison Peanuts. And it comes in a little cone-shaped device where you poke a hole in the tunnel and you drop some of these peanuts in there. And evidently, voles love peanuts. But they don't... When they get done with these peanuts, they're going to be suffering from a lot of crapulence, which is our word of the day, which means sickness or indisposition from too much eating or drinking. I get credit for that. Anyway, so that's one. Now, again, this is
awesome.
Becky, this is your choice, not mine. I'm just offering you this as an option. The other is Bonide makes something called a sonic spike. And this is specifically designed for moles and voles. And so where you have this tunnel, you're going to take a broomstick and you're going to jam a hole in this tunnel. And you're going to put either they have one that's solar powered or one that does 3C batteries. And you put the batteries in and you stick this in the hole. Okay. And Lindsay, it makes a sound like. Something like that. Like that. Okay. So it makes a sound.
Okay.
It makes a sound like, it makes a sound like a rodent in distress.
Oh, that one. Hold on. Let me do it again.
Right.
Go back. Rewind it. The tape.
All right, Lindsay, what is the sound that it makes? One more time. Yeah, that's the sound. Just like that. Sounds just like that. Just like that. Or I could send Lindsay to your house, and she could just stand out there.
That would be great.
And when she sees, she'll sit on the porch, and it'll be cold, but when she sees one, she'll just do that sound. Anyway, it does work within a 30-foot radius underground, and that's a repellent. And so that could keep them away without the poison. So the thing is, Becky, you get to choose. I'm just offering you two options.
I appreciate it. We have dogs that go in that yard, and they too love peanuts.
Yeah, all I would tell you is that if you were going to use the poison peanuts, where you put this device, like these cones, how big are the dogs?
30-pounders.
Yeah. So these cones, I believe if I'm remembering right, you clip the end of this thing and you jam it in there, and it's like a funnel. Right, because they eat the peanuts, and it keeps dropping the peanuts into the tunnel as they keep coming back to eat more peanuts. So if you were going to do that, what I would then do is take like a milk crate upside down over this and put a brick a brick on there.
Oh, genius.
Well, that way they'll be far enough away that they won't, you know, dig at it. And
right.
So, you know. They really probably have no interest in it whatsoever if you did what I just mentioned, but I would I would also keep an eye on them, obviously.
I choose both.
There you go. That's your choice. It's a free country. You can do whatever
both
you
options.
Want. Right. All right. Good luck to you. Happy holidays. Sorry for the voles that won't be with us in the new year. 857-557-4LOU. All right. Here's what we're going to do. One of my favorite things is years ago, We recorded "Twas the Night Before Christmas," and we have a bunch of featured players on that. So after Don's news, when we come back, it's a nice little Christmas tradition. If you'll be so indulging, I think it's just a great way to get you into the spirit for the holidays that are ahead of us. But first, this report of WGN Radio News with Don Klepp.
It's Saturday morning, and you're tuned in to Lou Manfredini. Here he is now, right here on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. So a few years ago, we had this idea about the night before Christmas. 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. The original writing of the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, which has a couple words in there that might sound a little weird, because some versions of it don't have this. Like, I say the word brains. But that's in the original, you know, writing of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And we got a bunch of people that have been on the show and used to be on the show, are currently on the show. And we, you know, put this thing together, which I like to play every year because I think it's just a lot of fun. And it's just a nice little thing to gather. Can we, Lindsay, what we should do, is there a way for you to podcast this part of it? Like, can we put that up? And maybe if people want to
sure
play it, you know, let's put that on our little podcast. So if you go to WGNradio.com, you can find this as well. But here's a little something to just get you in the Christmas spirit. "'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
As dry leaves before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too.
And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot.
A bundle of toys was flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and lay his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up that chimney he rose.
He sprung to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight,
"Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night! Ho, ho, ho!"
Merry Christmas, everyone.
If you need health insurance, find an affordable, quality plan on the Get Covered Illinois Marketplace. Our Get Covered Illinois navigators will help you enroll, and you could qualify for financial help. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. All plans have essential benefits to cover prescription drugs, emergency care, hospitalization, health screenings, and more. Visit GetCoveredIllinois.gov to enroll by January 15th.
Little League injuries are spendy.
Don't have accident insurance?
No. What's that?
It pays you benefits for specific injuries and events resulting from a covered accident. Use how you want, like toward out-of-pocket expenses. My coverage is offered through Midwest Coalition of Labor and Voya.
Life can throw curveballs. For costs and details, visit nclenrollment.com.
This policy has limitations and exclusions. Accident insurance is underwritten by ReliaStar Life Insurance Company, Minneapolis, Minnesota, a member of the Voya family of companies.
Who doesn't love the holidays? The first snow, the visits to the family and friends, spending time together. Well, your local Chevy dealer loves the holidays too, and they have a Chevy that's right for you. The all-new Chevy Equinox. It's loaded with next-generation driving technology like HD Surround Vision, available all-wheel drive, and Chevy Safety Assist. It has a suite of 6 safety and driver assistance features, keeping you safe in and in any road condition. With Equinox Driver selectable, you choose your driving mode, normal, snow, or off-road. Chevy Equinox will get you to your family gatherings on time and safe and sound. It's the season of giving, and now during the Chevy Red Tag, get 0% APR financing on Chevy Equinox. It doesn't get any lower than zero. And for all those get-togethers, you can get road trip ready with a winter service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They'll save you time and money, and they'll get the job done right the first time. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. Togetherness, it's a wonderful place to be in a Chevy Equinox.
Does Natalie live here?
No, she doesn't.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Are you singing carols?
No, I'm not.
Please, sir, please.
Well, I mean, I suppose I could.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even.
9:45 in the morning, House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. Lindsay and I were talking off the air that, you know, I appreciate you all indulging us on the night before Christmas. It's a nice warm blanket for all of us because a lot of those people, you know, who we work with for many years, you know, they've moved on to other things or moved away. And it's very nice to just hear those voices once again. Those voices that you heard, just so you know, were myself, Don Klepp, and Andy Mazur. Bob Ferguson, our engineer, who we speak about all the time, but you don't necessarily hear his voice. Lyle Dean, the skipper. Steve Bertrand, Joe Brand, Sam Panionovich. Remember Veronica Carter, who used to do our news for all those years? She's got a beautiful voice and was just a beautiful person. Domiti Pongo, who's now living and working in New York City. Lindsay and our old friend, Steve Alexander, / Santa Claus. So nice to hear them all. It really is nice. Lindsay texts me in the middle of it. She's like, don't cry. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. This is Stanley in Chicago. Hi, Stanley. You're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm well. How may I help you, sir?
All righty. Well, earlier this morning, Lou was talking about air filters on, forced air units.
Yes, sir.
And as to whether you're going to have a higher resistance to the air filter. So what I wanted to add is if you have a higher resistance and that air unit is moving less air, it is using less power.
It is using less
power. So you're actually saving money. Yes. So if you restrict the airflow on a blower and it doesn't have to work as hard, so it uses less amperage. You can put an amp probe on the wires, and as you restrict the flow of air, the amperage goes down on that electric motor.
Really? Now, if I turn that motor on,
yes,
wouldn't that motor need to have... So you're essentially saying it works almost like a dimmer switch.
I'm going to say yes.
Right.
Yes.
But
same thing happens with water pumps, too.
Yeah. Right. But, okay, I'm just thinking this through. I love this kind of stuff, right? Probably not interesting for the rest of the people, but it is for me. But the motor doesn't know that the air is restricted, right? If I've got a motor that's, designed to spin at, I'm going to just say 5,000 revolutions, right? RPMs or whatever, right? I'm just making that up.
Yes. Yes.
If I restrict the air, isn't the motor still spinning at the same 5,000 revolutions per minute?
Yes, but it is not working as hard. So it doesn't require the power to turn it at that revolution rate.
I see. So it's almost like if you're not pulling as much air, it's like the motor's going downhill if it was a car. You're maintaining the same speed.
Yes.
But I'm not working as hard.
Yes.
Look at us coming up with all kinds of analogies.
Not as much torque. And like I said, you can actually see the amp gauge go down as you increase the resistance, which actually lessens the airflow, so you can watch that amperage gauge go down.
Now, may I ask you, Stanley, is
this cool?
Are you an electrical? Were you in this industry? Is that how you learned all this?
No, I wasn't. I spent 20 years on pumping water on a lot of charter boats at Navy Pier.
All right. So you saw this live in action.
So, live in action, and then I tested it on air units on the boats themselves, and I did it at home. And as you restrict that airflow, you can watch that amp probe, that amp gauge go down.
That's amazing.
Well, really kind of cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. Well, I appreciate. Hey, you know what? Do me a favor, because I haven't given this away yet. That's good information. Can I send you out a Mr. Fix-It limited edition hat sponsored by Lindholm Roofing?
Sure.
All right. Great.
Absolutely. Well, yes.
Hang on a second. Let me put you on hold, and I'm gonna send you out. That's from our friends at Lindholm, the company I recommend for all your roofing, siding, and tuck pointing needs. The new limited edition Mr. Fix-It hat. So don't go away. Lindsay's going to get your information. I'm putting him there on line two for you, Lindsay, if you want to grab his information from him. Thanks to our friends over at Lindholm Roofing for putting that hat together. It's a really nice-looking hat, and it's quite comfortable. 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568 is our phone number. Let's do this. I think what I'm going to do, because I want to there's no break at 57. All right, well, then we're gonna keep talking. Let's do this. That's going to be our last caller this morning, sponsored by Mitsubishi Electric. When heating and cooling your home, Mitsubishi Electric is the last call you need to make. Couple things. It's up on WGNRadio.com. It was the night before Christmas, if you'd like to listen to that again. I do think can you tell me on the air what you're telling me? What is it that you're asking me? Sorry. Oh, you're talking to somebody right now. Never mind. 857-557-4LOU, 857 557-4568 is our phone number, but we said that's the last call. So that's our last call, sponsored by Mitsubishi Electric. I'm sorry. I want to, I'm getting a little confused here. I got text messages going and people talking in my ear, so my apologies. I do want to say we talked earlier today about the Knight Ministry, and that it's a terrific organization. This kind of weather is really tough on the people that are unhoused. And if you go to their website, you can find ways to help people not only today, but all season long, which is, just a really terrific organization that you can help. And there's a bunch of them, right? John, this last week, had a great fundraiser for the Salvation Army. He sat there. David Hochberg was part of that whole fundraiser. They raised over $200,000, which is just amazing. When I look at other organizations out there, it's really a testament to our WGN listeners and our audience and how you all are connected to the city and the surrounding suburbs, right? And I think for a lot of people, you know, we just need a little direction on where to go, and whether it's given $5 or $10, whatever it might be, it really does. Make a difference. And it was funny. I was looking at some other fundraisers that television stations have done for different causes, and they've raised, you know, it isn't a contest, but, you know, they raised $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. And on WGN Radio, by the generosity of all of you, last week raised $200,000 for the Salvation Army. That's just amazing. I mean, it really is just spectacular. So, I have nothing to do with the Salvation Army other than the fact that it's a great organization, and it warms my heart to think about how generous all of you are. So thank you for that. That's really terrific. So as we wind down before Christmas, I want to give you a couple quick things to do. I mentioned earlier this morning to all of you, and we've talked a little bit, that gentleman talked about the furnace as well. You're going to have friends over. If you have not changed those furnace filters before you have family over, go down there and pull those things out and go buy the ones that you need before stores are closed and you can't get at them. And make sure that those are in good shape. You have a programmable thermostat in the house. When's the last time you changed the batteries on those bad boys? Make sure that those are updated. It's as easy as popping the cover off. Usually a couple AA's, AAA's, whatever it might be, go right over the top of that. Then the other thing to do is you're probably going to be having a fire and enjoying the fireplace. Make sure that you've got carbon monoxide and smoke detectors that are working and in good shape. And those candles, good one. We're going to be lighting a lot of candles. It's like a church service at our house when you come around the holidays. There's so many candles. I actually think what we should do is, I should, you know, at a Catholic church, you can go and light a candle and you make a donation and you say a prayer for somebody. I should put one of those out because I could make a fortune. It's unbelievable. But the thing is that you do need to leave a reminder on your phone to remind you to blow it out before you go to bed. And it is inevitable. Even last night, we had candles burning, and Mary Beth went to bed before me, and I was watching a little bit of the football game, and then I went to bed, and she's like, did you blow out the candles? I'm like, I did, and I blew out the candles. So make
sure. Bathroom candles are the ones that always get me. I always forget about you always light one in the guest bathroom, sure, or the powder room.
Right, so it smells nice. Right. Yeah, always that's forget. A good one. That's a good one. And an homage to your grandma, clean the baseboards in the bathroom.
Because what else are you looking at?
What else are you looking at when you're sitting there? Make sure that those baseboards, when you're looking there, God bless her, right? I think about that all the time. I don't know how you're going to feel about this, but when I'm sitting on the toilet, I think about your grandma. And
I love it.
Those baseboards.
I love it. And I bet they've never been cleaner.
They are pretty clean, actually. All right. And what else do I need to cover before we go? There's no break that I have to make. We could take it all the way to the top of the hour, so I'm definitely be on time today, which is good. Let's see. If you have, it's really cold out, it's going to warm up a little bit. Check the downspouts. There's probably a little snow cover. If you live north of the border, I know that Wisconsin got more snow than the city, and there's probably a lot of stuff frozen there. Check that all out. I'm just trying to give you little things to look at before you get sidetracked. The worst thing is that when you have a bunch of family over and it's like, oh my gosh, this isn't working. And in the middle of a party, you got to go solve some problem, right? Another thing that wouldn't be a bad idea is if you go to the hardware store, you can buy these sewer treatments that will help to eat up any gunk in the sewer before you entertain. This is a good thing to do before Thanksgiving, but it's a good thing to do before the holidays if you're going to have guests over as well. Before you go to bed at night, you take a bottle of this, you shake it up. Robic is one. There's another copper sulfate one. You shake it up, you pour it down the toilet, you flush the toilet, and then you don't use any of that overnight. And it will go in there and munch up all the stuff to make sure that the sewer line is in good shape for all these guests coming. So you're flushing toilets, you're cooking, you're baking, you're doing all this kind of stuff. That will make a world of difference to just take one more headache away from you as you're, entertaining for the holiday season. So it's just an easy thing. But the key element is you got to use it right before you go to bed, and don't try not to, you know, I know many people get up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom. That'd be fine. Even just a couple of hours of not use, no use whatsoever will make a world of difference there as well. So just a couple of quick little things. Cherish this time with your family, which is a lovely thing. Yes?
I was going to say, what about those? Did you do the chairs? I feel like all of our chairs are uneven in that.
Oh my gosh, I just did that. I'm taking some stools over, and I flipped them over, and all those chair pads. Yeah, that's the worst when you start get people over, and then you scrape the floors. Flip the chairs over. You can go buy those felt pads underneath the bottom chairs and put new pads on there. The self-stick ones are super easy to use, but then there's ones you nail in that hold up a lot better. All right. That's my
great
Christmas
tap dancing. That was amazing.
Good tap dancing. Woo! Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Lindsay, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas.
Love you.
Andy,
love you,
Don,
all.
Love you all. Bob Ferguson. We'll be back next week with more House Smarts Radio. Happy holidays, everybody.